Well, happy Thursday from the Low Country, Charleston, South Carolina, here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. It's game three of this six-game set between your Annapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. The Ballers have dropped their first two games here in Charleston. They're looking to come back and take things in game three of this six-game set. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston on MILB.com's app, on the First Pitch app, and of course kcballers.com. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here from Charleston. Ballers, as mentioned, falling in the first two games. Last night a little closer than Tuesday night. The Ballers had the bases loaded with two outs, but Brooks Baldwin grounded out, and that was the third out, and that did the Ballers in last night. A one-run loss after two runs in the seventh by the Charleston River Dogs. So they'll look to turn things tonight against Ian Seymour, the lefty, who is now on Charleston's active roster. He was here on a rehab stint, but he's now activated as an official member of the River Dogs roster. The lefty offers his first pitch add to Mario Camaletti at 7:07. It's a called strike, 0-1 on Camaletti. Lefty Ian Seymour, a second-round pick in 2020 out of Virginia Tech. He has pitched as high as AAA within the Rays organization. First pitch is a strike. Second pitch low and outside to Camaletti, 1-1 on the Ballers' leadoff batter. Ian Seymour, one of the top picks by the Rays in 2020 in that COVID year, the five-round draft. First pitch was a strike, and the next two pitches after that now are a ball, 2-1 on Mario Camaletti. Camaletti bats first for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Seymour's 2-1 delivered in there for a called strike on the inside corner. Count evens at 2-2. Camaletti not a huge fan of the call. Nonetheless, count is 2-2. Camaletti bats in the leadoff spot. Jacob Gonzalez, the DH, will bat second. And batting third is the third baseman, Brooks Baldwin. All for Pat Leland, the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. 2-2 from Seymour. Breaking ball is outside. Camaletti wisely takes. Count runs full. Now on our good buddy in Mario Camaletti. Again, Ballers looking to get in the win column for the first time this week against the Charleston River Dogs, who have put together a good fight here in these first two games. Seymour's 3-2 to Camaletti. Chopped towards second. Playable for Colmenares in a couple steps. And a first he goes for the out. 4-3 ground down. One second baseman grounds out to another. One down now. And Jacob Gonzalez, tonight's DH, will step in for the Ballers. So Jacob Gonzalez bats in the second spot in the lineup tonight for Pat Leland. The lefty Ian Seymour making a start for the River Dogs. 6 foot, 210-pound lefty. Born in Hartford, Connecticut. He calls Madison a Connecticut home. Again, a former Virginia Tech Hokie. On the bump is Ian Seymour. First pitch to Gonzalez. This one's roped foul. It'll be an 0-1 count on Jacob Gonzalez. First round pick by the Chicago White Sox here in 2023. Out of Ole Miss is Jacob Gonzalez. 0-1 count. Seymour from the line. Here's the pitch delivered. It's a breaking ball low and outside. 1-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a DH tonight. Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, is on deck. He bats third. Batting fourth is the first baseman in Bryce Willits. 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner for a called strike to Gonzalez. 1-2 is your count. Batting fifth, the scorching hot bat of Chris Lanzilli in left field. Eddie Park, center fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh is a local boy, the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. 1-2, Gonzalez stays alive and fouls this one off. Another one will come at a 1-2. Batting eighth is the catcher, El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. And batting ninth is the shortstop, La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. For the Ballers tonight in game three of this six-game set, 1-2. This one's fouled off straight back. Gonzalez staying alive. Stays at 1-2. We'll do it again. Gonzalez in his third game in a Ballers uniform. Spent a little bit of time in the Complex League and is now here with Kannapolis for the month of August and beyond. Gonzalez will poke the 1-2 up the middle. Diving out of the way is Seymour. The shortstop spikes, makes the play though, and throws to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground down now. Two outs in the frame. Nobody on base, and that'll be Brooks Baldwin now digging in for Kannapolis. Little blooper over the middle, but it was hit with a little bit of oomph from Jacob Gonzalez. So Brooks Baldwin will step in. The first time that Ian Seymour will face a righty bat, technically. Baldwin a switch hitter, but he turns around and bats righty, opposite of the lefty Seymour. First pitch delivered on the way. Baldwin will swing and lift it high and foul. 0-1 is your count. We'll set the defense here for you for the Charleston River Dogs. Left to right in the outfield tonight looks a little different. It is Simpson, Barrette, and Diaz. Left to right in the outfield. In the infield, it's Barragan, Spikes, Colmenares, and Kenny. Behind the dish is Martinez for Ian Seymour. 0-1 is fouled off. 0-2 is your count. Couple of new faces in the outfield tonight. John Diaz in right field for the first time this week. Edwin Barragan. It's his first appearance in the infield, as well as behind the dish, It is Raudules Martinez, 0-2, broken back, grounder to short. Spikes makes the play, on to first, he goes for the out. Three batters faced in, three groundouts for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Camilleni, Gonzalez, and Baldwin in a 1-2-3 inning against Ian Seymour, the lefty on the bump. Well, we'll send things out to the bottom of the first, our good buddy in Tanner Mack. Tanner McDougal makes the start tonight for the Ballers. We'll get you all the details on our good buddy and Tanner McDougal when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chandler Simpson, the fastest man in minor league baseball, laid it off for the Charleston Riverdogs against York Kannapolis Cannonballers, the righty. And Tanner McDougal makes the start. His first pitch of the night is a fastball upstairs in 95 miles an hour. Count is 1-0 on Chandler Simpson. McDougal, the righty, gets the start tonight. He's working at a good pace. 1-0 count, pitch delivered to Simpson, and therefore called strike. He's countering speed with speed. 1-1 is your count. Simpson, Cooper, Kenny, and Xavier Isaac, your three new up for the Charleston River Dogs in tonight's Thursday night matchup. 1-1 from McDougal. He tries another fastball. This one's on the outside corner. Quickly now, 1-2 on Chandler Simpson. 1-2 count on the leadoff batter, the left fielder, and Chandler Simpson. Again, 80 stolen bases on the year. 1-2 pitch for McDougal. This one's a breaking ball just a bit inside. 2-2 your count on to Chandler Simpson. McDougal making his 16th start of the season. A 6'5", 235-pound righty from Las Vegas, Nevada, is the former fifth-round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. 2-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Tanner McDougal has his first strikeout of the night. A swing and a miss strikeout from Chandler Simpson. Nobody on base and one down. Cooper Kinney now will step in. McDougal, the fifth-round pick in 2021, 155th overall selection out of high school. He was committed to go to Oregon, ended up signing, though, out of high school and joining the White Sox system. First pitch to Cooper Kinney's a broken bat popper down the third base side. Baldwin will grab it just before the tarp down the right field, the left field line, I should say. So a P5 off the bat of Kinney. Two outs now, and Xavier Isaac, the DH, will step in. So Xavier Isaac will step in for the first time tonight. The big power-hitting first base prospect playing DH tonight. In the order for Sean Smedley and the Charleston River Dogs. We'll quickly get you the lineup tonight. Ryan Spikes, the shortstop, will bat in the cleanup spot. John Diaz, right fielder, bats in the fifth spot. First pitch from McDougal to Isaac is inside at 96 miles an hour. 1-0 is your count. Carlos Colmenares, second baseman, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Rodales Martinez. As McDougal's 1-0 is fouled off just slightly by Isaac. 1-1 is your count. Batting eighth is Christopher Barrette, the center fielder. And batting ninth is Edwin Barragan, the third baseman for the Charleston River Dogs. Again, out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. McDougal sets on the bump. 1-1. Here's the pitch to Isaac. A big swing and a miss on a breaking ball upstairs. 1-2 is your count. Looks like McDougal was humming a 90-mile-an-hour changeup. Again, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. It looked like a change off the arm at 90 miles an hour. 1-2 count. McDougal's pitch to Isaac. This is a fastball inside, 2-2. McDougal tried to stretch the inside corner of the zone, but it's an even 2-2 count on Xavier Isaac. This is power against power, one of the hardest throwing righties in the system for the White Sox against one of the best power hitters in the Rays system, 2-2. Another breaking ball. This one's inside and low. McDougal will now have a full count against Xavier Isaac. McDougal is making his 16th appearance and 16th start of 2023. He had a good outing last time out. He really only had one bad at-bat, and it was a home run that gave it up to a Delmarva Shorebird. That it really was just a good pitch that it was a good hitter at the plate. As a 3-2 on a fastball is inside for ball four. Xavier Isaac will take a free pass with two outs now in this bottom of the first inning. Charleston has their first base runner on, and Ryan Spikes will dig in. Last time out for McDougal, four strikeouts in four innings pitched. He gave up two runs all on one swing of the bat. It was a home run from the righty bat of Steven Acevedo, who just hit it over the left field wall at Atrium Health Ballpark. He only gave up three hits and walked one in four innings. Spikes will step in. First pitch from McDougal is a 96-mile-an-hour heater, and they're called strike 0-1 on Ryan Spikes. Spikes the shortstop, one of the better power hitters in the lineup for the River Dogs. Third round pick in 2021 by the Rays. 0-1, this is a breaking ball outside, 1-1 on Ryan Spikes. McDougal, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup against the Charleston River Dogs tonight. A 1-1 count from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike at 95. 1-2 is your count. McDougal's were using the fastball quite a bit to start off tonight against Charleston. Kind of pounding the strike zone with that 95, 96 mile an hour fastball, and it's paying off for him. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way, runner fix going. This is a fastball low and outside, trying to go outside with it. Count will run to 2-2. Defensively tonight for Kannapolis, Lanzilli, Park, and McCarthy left to right in the outfield. In the infield goes Baldwin, Sanchez, Camilletti, and Willits. Behind the dish is Juan Gonzalez for the righty in Tanner McDougal. 2-2 pitch delivered. This one's outside. He tried another fastball outside, just a little bit too wide for Ryan Spikes. Count runs now to full at 3-2. McDougal trying to find that outside a corner of the strike zone with a fastball, but he's missing with a little bit of consistency tonight. We'll see if he can break one inside. 3-2, runner going. Breaking ball waved out and foul tipped off the bat of Ryan Spikes. Count will remain at 3-2. We'll do it again. I like the idea. He'd been kind of pounding the fastball with Spikes and hadn't really seen him a slider yet. Offers an 83-mile-an-hour inside slider. Who the 5'8". Infielder and Ryan Spikes couldn't really turn around on. Third round pick in 2021, known as a power hitter in the infield, though. 3-2, McDougal's pitch. Fastball, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Tyler Hovick. And Tanner McDougal gets another strikeout. That'll be now his second punch out of the night and the third out at the bottom of the first inning. So a walk with two outs of Xavier Isaac doesn't bode anything for Charleston. McDougal gets to the first inning with a two strikeouts. We'll send it to a quick break and be right back. Top of the second for Kannapolis. It'll be Willits, Lanzilli, and Park. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Charleston. Scoreless at the River Dogs Ballpark, Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park.
opening up the door for the cannonballer. First base, number 27, Bryce, what's he talking about with it?
Bryce Willits, Chris Lynn, Zilly, Eddie Park do up here in this top of the second inning at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Bryce Willits will get the first pitch of the second inning from Ian Seymour. It's a bit low. 1-0 your count now on Bryce Willits, the first baseman. Again, Willits, Lynn, Zilly, and Park. Ian Seymour back for his second inning of action. He's expected to go just a few innings tonight. Nothing crazy as Willits will lift this one high and foul. Count is 1-1 now on the Ballers' first baseman. Bryce Willits on the season, a pretty successful year for the lefty bat. Willits, an 18th round pick in 2022. 1-2, this one's fouled off down the first baseline. Count is 1-2. Play couldn't be made by the Ballers first base coach. And Nico Levy down in the first base side. I'm going to have to rag him about that later. 1-2 count. Seymour from the line. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back here. It's off of the protective netting. Count will stay put at 1-2 on the first baseman, Bryce Willits. Lynn Zilia waiting on deck. He's been by far the hottest bat all week for Kannapolis. As Willits steps in, Seymour sets 1-2. This one's fouled off, and it hits off the protective netting. That almost certainly is going to head back our way. As a souvenir, it does indeed, and fan makes a grab here. 1-2 count, nobody out. Still scoreless and still hitless all around here between these two sides. 1-2 count, Seymour's pitch. Curveball, this one's roped down the right field line and hooking foul. Willits got all of that 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Ian Seymour. However, just a little too ahead of it is Bryce Willits. It's a 1-2 count now. Seymour doesn't throw very hard, about a 90 to 91 mile an hour fastball, but it's a tricky delivery as he offers a changeup on the 1-2. It's a bit low. Count evens at 2-2 now on Bryce Willits. Definitely a big difference in the breaking ball versus the fastball, though. That's the tricky part. 2-2 fouled off by Willits at 92. 2-2 is your count. Seymour hitting about 90 to 92 with the fastball. His curveball, though, is about 74, 75. It's a big difference. And with the funky delivery, he certainly is making it tough on the opponent. 2-2, Willits' pitch on the way from Seymour. This one is low. Count will run full. Good eye from Bryce Willits. Willits in his first at-bat tonight against Ian Seymour. We'll see Marcus Johnson, the righty former Duke Blue Devil, take the mound after Seymour's night is done. 3-2 poked in a right field by Willits. This one's hit well. Backtracking John Diaz on the warning track makes the grab for the out. Willits got out in front of a breaking ball from Seymour, and that's the first out of this top of the second inning. An F9, one down now, and Lanzilli will step in. I'm sure Bryce Willits would like to have that pitch back. He certainly was sitting breaking ball and kind of jumped out in front of it. So Willits will fly out. He was 0-for-3 last night with a walk. 0-for-1 tonight so far against Seymour. First pitch to Lanzilli is a bit inside on a fastball. 1-0 is your count. Ballers in the blue tops tonight. Gray pants going with the all-blue caps with our beloved mustachioed mascot Boomer on the front of the cap. The Charleston Riverdogs tonight going with a bit of a different look tonight against the Ballers. Pitch is inside a 2-0 count. Now on Chris Lanzilli. River Dogs are, for the final time this year, wearing their Charleston Boiled Peanuts tops tonight. They are Hunter Green with a bit of a peanut shell sleeve. Pitches in there, 2-1, your count on Lanzilli. The design on the sleeves looks like a peanut shell. And it runs down the side of the top. Across the front and white, it says Boiled Peanuts, 2-1. This one is fouled off, 2-2 on Chris Lanzilli. White pants, the caps are tricolored. Green mostly with a white front and a peanut shell colored brim with the Boiled Peanuts logo on the front of the cap. Final time they're wearing them tonight. Apparently a post-game silent auction for these tops. They have been popular here all year as this one's outside. 3-2 is your count. Excuse me, they're going to say no pitch on it. So it is a 2-2 count on Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli has been scorching hot at the plate this week, batting .555. He's 5-for-9 with a homer and 4 RBI. 3-2 from Seymour. Staying alive is Lanzilli. Fouls it off. Count is full. Eddie Park awaiting on deck. The left fielder. The center fielder, I should say. The lefty bat. 3-2 count. One down, Seymour's pitch. Inside for ball four, and Chris Lanzilli will take a free pass now. It's the first base runner of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A one-out walk issued by Seymour, so one on and one down, and Eddie Park will step in. Seymour, a kind of smaller lefty on the bump, a sneaky prospect in the Rays system, second round in 2020. He pitched two games in 2021 with the Durham Bulls. And then in 2022, spent five games with the Montgomery Biscuits in the Southern League. As Eddie Park will foul off this first pitch he sees, headed towards the baller's dugout. Count is 0-1 now, as he looked like he almost hit his teammate who was sitting down there. Can't quite see who it is. I know Drew McDaniel is the one. Can't see who the other one is, though. 0-1 count on Eddie Park. He got his first hit as a professional baseball player last night. 0-1 count, Seymour sets. He'll check on the runner at first. Lanzilli diving back in there, and he is tagged out on the pickoff attempt from Seymour. So Lanzilli is nailed at first base by the lefty, and Ian Seymour with a sneaky pickoff attempt. Seymour offered the throw over, and Lanzilli had to swim back in there. So it's a 1-3 put out at the first base bag for the second out now. 0-1 count with two down now on Eddie Park. Here's the pitch. This one is inside to Park, even at 1-1. So a 1-1 count with two down now on Eddie Park with the bases empty. Kannapolis and Charleston still battling. Neither side has a hit. 1-1 count with two outs. Wind blowing slightly out to right. 1-1 pitch. Park will foul it off straight back. Keep the count now at 1-2 on Eddie Park. Ballers looking for their victory tonight. It would be their sixth victory on the year against Charleston. 1-2. This one's a breaking ball fouled off by Park. He got just a piece of it. You can see the movement on the slider from up here in the press box. 1-2 on Eddie Park. Good view from here in the press box at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Looks out, it's pretty much basically right behind home plate. 1-2, swing and a miss to the plate. Ian Seymour with another breaking ball, and Eddie Park can't catch up. It's a swing and a miss strikeout. First of the night for Ian Seymour, and that's the third out now of this top of the second inning. An unconventional 1-2-3 inning. That'll send us now into the bottom of the second for Charleston. Up to bat, it'll be Diaz, Colmenares, and Martinez when we come back. Here are the Ballers. Baseball Network still scoreless in Charleston. Bottom of the second inning, John Diaz leads it off. First pitch, this one's grounded off the glove of Baldwin. It's third and off to the glove. It's Sanchez at short, and it falls flat in the infield. A bit of a pinball play, but John Diaz has his first single now of the night. It's a leadoff base hit for Charleston to start this bottom of the second inning. Tanner McDougal now will have a runner on first to deal with, and Carlos Colmenares is going to step in at the plate. So Colmenares will step in for the first time tonight. Tanner McDougal back for his second inning of action. He'll offer the first pitch to Colmenares. This one is low at the plate, blocked by Gonzalez. Count moves to 1-0 on Colmenares. McDougal in his second inning tonight. He struck out two in a Simpson and a Spikes in that first inning of action against the River Dogs. So far, so good for the righty from Las Vegas, Nevada. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Fastball is upstairs. 2-0 now on Colmenares. Colmenares, the international free agent signee in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays out of San Felipe, Venezuela. Still a very youngin', not even 20 years old yet. 2-0, this one's poked high and foul down the left field side. Colmenares will work now with a 2-1 count. McDougal so far so good, allowing just the one hit with one walk and two strikeouts. Still scoreless here in this bottom of the second inning. McDougal is facing Charleston for the second time tonight. He faced him once earlier this season and was exceptionally sharp. 2-1 bunt from Colmenares. This one lands foul. Count will run to 2-2 on Colmenares. McDougal tossed four innings against the River Dogs at home on the 21st of April. He went four shutout innings with three hits allowed, no walks, and he struck out six. Up to that point, it was the most he struck out in a single outing. Since then, he's had two different games with eight-plus strikeouts, including on the road both times. 2-2, he sets on the bump, taking this time. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs, shot a 95-mile-an-hour heater, and he pats his chest and says, hey, that's on me, to Juan Gonzalez. Count will run to 3-2 on Carlos Colmenares. McDougal can struggle with the free passes on occasion. He's had three different outings of five-plus walks in at one single outing, but he has been able to get batters out. 3-2, checking the runner first is not in time. Close play over at first. Diving back in just in the nick of time was John Diaz. McDougal still has a 3-2 count now against the batter in Carlos Colmenares. Martinez awaiting on deck. Rodelis Martinez with his first at-bat awaiting on deck. 3-2 count. McDougal with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. Runner going. This one is inside of the plate for ball four. Carlos Colmenares will get a free pass in his first at-bat. The second will go John Diaz, and now Charleston threatening with 2-1 and nobody out. It'll be Rodelis Martinez stepping in. So Rodelis Martinez will get his first at-bat against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Lefty bat, 6 foot, 180 pounds from Santa Clara, Cuba. Born on May 30th of 2002. Spent last year down in the Dominican Summer League with the Tampa Bay Rays international free agent signee in 2019 by the Tampa Bay Rays. So Martinez will step in with two on and nobody out. McDougal looking to get out of the frame without allowing anything. First pitch to Martinez. Inside corner, 0-1 now on Martinez. You look at what Martinez has done with runners in scoring position. He's had 10 different opportunities. He's got hits in four of them. Runner at second is Diaz. 0-1 pitch. McDougal fouls this one off straight back. Oh, my goodness. That's the closest one we've had here all week. That one was headed right back here to the press box and hit just to the booth to my left. Oh, my goodness. Close play over there. 0-2 count with nobody out. Like I said, if one comes back here, I'm making the catch. If it lands in my booth, I will make the grab. 0-2 count. McDougal sends. Here's the pitch. Fastball is inside and low. He tried to strike him out on the inside corner, but instead, count runs to 1-2 on Rodelis Martinez. On deck is Christopher Barrette, center fielder, who's known to lay a bunt down on the first pitch if he can. We'll see what comes of Barrette next. 1-2 count. Martinez in. Here's the pitch. This is a changeup upstairs. 2-2. McDougal changed the arm slot. Trying to catch him off guard with a changeup. Instead, it's a 2-2 count. I like the approach. McDougal seems to be kind of sitting fastball tonight. And then he'll offer a breaking ball every now and then. 2-2. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. About a slider off the arm of McDougal. Catches Martinez swinging and missing. It's McDougal's third punch out of the night. One down now, 2-1 still. And Christopher Barrette will step in. Almost certainly a spot here where McDougal would love a ground ball from Berente. Berente has had 73 at-bats with runners in scoring position. He's gotten hits in 16 of them. First pitch is in there, called strike on Berente, 0-1 at 95 miles an hour. Berente on the season has been a stalwart in the lower part of the order, batting 240 on the season with 25 RBI. 0-1 from McDougal. This one is inside at 93 miles an hour. Has to duck out of the way, does Berente. Count is 1-1. Nine-hole batter and Edwin Barragán waiting on deck for Charleston. McDougal looking in for the signs. The righty sets. 1-1 count of the look at second. Diaz is there. Here is the pitch. Swinging a little weak tapper foul by Berette. 1-2 on the Riverdog center fielder. Diaz with a leadoff single. That pinballed off the gloves of both Baldwin and Sanchez on the left side of the infield. And then Colmenares draws a full count walk. So that puts two on. Martinez strikes out. Now Berente's at the plate with a 1-2 count. McDougal's pitch. This one's a popper down the left field side. Foul. Baldwin after it. He's going to run out of room and it'll end up being a souvenir. Here for a lucky fan in the seating bowl. He dropped the beer. Oh, come on, dude. You drop the beer? You catch the foul ball, but you drop the beer? It is Dollar Beer Night here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park on Thirsty Thursday. But come on, man. That's a party foul. 1-2 count on Christopher Berente. McDougal looking for a ground out. It would do a lot of good here. 1-2, a look at second. Deep breath. Here's the pitch. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Gonzalez now will have runners to deal with. Throw goes into second. Did they get the lead runner? Yes, they did. It's a strike and out. Throw him out. Double play. A heads-up play by El Toro Bravo. And a throw into second base with Sanchez applying the tag. And Diaz is the third out of this second inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. A strikeout of Berente. McDougal now has four on the night. And then it's a 2-6 put out of John Diaz on a pickoff. It wasn't necessarily a caught stealing, but he was dancing on the bag and almost moved up Moto 2 forward, where Gonzalez tags him out at the second base bag, does Sanchez for the third out of the frame. Well, we're through two, and it's already been a kind of a fun night here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. We'll get you updated on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the third coming up. McCarthy, Gonzalez, and Sanchez. Ryan McCarthy will step in and lead it off top of the third inning here in Charleston. First pitch delivered from Ian Seymour. It's in there for a call. Strike 0-1 on Ryan McCarthy. Juan Gonzalez, Wilbur Sanchez to follow here in this top of the third inning. Still scoreless. Charleston with their first hit of the night in the second inning, but Kannapolis still looking for their first as this one is outside to McCarthy. 1-1 is your count. McCarthy, Gonzalez, and Sanchez do what here in this top of the third inning. Seymour's pitch delivered on the 1-1. This one is outside on the corner, though. 1-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Local product from just across the street. A former Citadel outfielder and wide receiver Played on the football team and the baseball team over at the Citadel. 1-2. This one's on the inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. McCarthy can't believe it. Nonetheless, it's the first out of this third inning. Ian Seymour has his second strikeout of the night. McCarthy down looking. 0-1 now. Juan Gonzalez will step in. So Juan Gonzalez will step in with nobody on base and one down. Ian Seymour in his third inning of work tonight. Marcus Johnson, the righty, will follow him up tonight as this one is in there on the outside corner. 0-1 on Juan Gonzalez. Johnson was supposed to start tonight. However, with Ian Seymour here on a bit of a rehab stint, it is a situation where Seymour needs to get a couple innings in. So Marcus Johnson will work out of the bullpen tonight for the Charleston River Dogs. 0-1 your count as a pitch was called time in the plate by El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. 0-1 is outside, 1-1 now on the Ballers backstop, Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez with a night off last night. Looking to get back into the swing of things on offense, no pun intended. Here against these Charleston River Dogs. He played on Tuesday, didn't have a terrible night. 1-1 hacked and missed, 1-2 now on Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez didn't play last night, was 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Got a pace hit and struck out three times. 1-2. Tapped up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the second baseman, Coleman Arez. He gets there, though, and makes the play in time for the out of 4-3. Ground out. Two outs now in the frame, and Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop in the nine spot, will dig in against Ian Seymour. So Wilbur Sanchez will dig in for his first at-bat of tonight. So far, so good for Ian Seymour on the bump. He struck out two Ballers batters. First pitch on a breaking ball is upstairs. Sanchez looks at it all the way. 1-0 your count. Seymour going all the way down to 70 miles an hour with a breaking ball. 1-0 pitch delivered to Sanchez. This one's outside at 2-0 now. Mario Camilleri, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Seymour on the bump working. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Sanchez. This one is outside, well taken. Sanchez will do a little wiggle and away to 3-0. Sanchez entered as a pinch runner last night. Still has not played any other than tonight as this 3-0 is outside for ball four. A four-pitch walk to La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, the Ballers have their second base runner of the night. It's a walk issued to Sanchez. A runner on now and two down for the lefty bat of Mario Camilleri. So Camilleri will dig in now with a runner on first. It's Wilbur Sanchez, one of the fastest guys in the Carolina League. Of course, not the fastest. That would be the guy in left field currently for Charleston. Sanchez leads the team in stolen bases with 19. As this one's in there, 0-1 to Camilleri. Ballers are last in the Carolina League at 87 stolen bases on the season, and it's by far the lowest. You look at the numbers all around. 0-1 count. Seymour looks in for the signs with the runner at first in Sanchez. Here's the pitch. Camilleri swings and misses. Quickly now, count moves to 0-2. Kind of crazy as the Kannapolis Cannonballers are, again, last place in the Carolina League in stolen bases as a team. By far, the team that leads in that number would be the Lynchburg Hillcats at 198. Ballers are the only team in the Carolina League not in triple digits as far as stolen bases on the season. 0-2, Seymour will check on the runner at first. It's not in time. 0-2 still on a Mario Camilleri. Awaiting on deck is the DH tonight, Jacob Gonzalez. 0-2 count on Camilleri. Last time up, he grounded out to the second baseman, Coleman Arez. 0-2 pitch delivered. In the dirt and inside, blocked by the catcher. Throwing a second, Sanchez was taken off, and they got him at second. Ain't no way, but Wilbur Sanchez is tagged out at second, and he is caught stealing tonight. So Camilleri will resume an at-bat in the fourth inning, but Sanchez is the out recorded here to finish up this top of the third inning. Pat Leland is out to check on Sanchez as well as kind of get a clarification on it. So Sanchez is out, and that will conclude the top of the third inning. Bottom three we go here in Charleston. It'll be a Barragán, a Simpson, and Kinney when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Edwin Bargon will lead it off for the Charleston River Dogs here in the bottom of the third inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Tanner McDougal's first pitch is up and inside to Bargon. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Bargon, Simpson, and Kinney due up in this bottom of the third for the River Dogs. McDougal back on the bump. His third inning of action here as McDougal's 1-0 pitch delivered. This one's chopped toward third. Baldwin the clean play. Scoops and fires to first in time for the out. 5-3 ground down. Now Edwin Bargon is the first out. And now due up is supposed to be Chandler Simpson, but it looks like there has been a swap made by Sean Smedley and the Charleston River Dogs. It'll be Ryan Cermak digging in now as a pinch hitter and more than likely a replacement. So Cermak will step in as a replacement for Chandler Simpson. Not sure what the issue is with Simpson. Hopefully everything's okay. The first pitch to McDougal's opponent is Cermak is in there. 0-1 your count now on the pinch hitter, the outfielder Ryan Cermak. Simpson struck out in the first inning. His only at-bat of the night. Baldwin will get the grounder on the 0-1. Across he goes to first. A nice play at third by Brooks Baldwin across his body in time for the out. That'll be now nobody on base and two out for Cooper Kinney. So it goes down as another 5-3 in the scorebook. A nice play by Brooks Baldwin. So two outs and Cooper Kinney will dig in. Nobody on base. Normally playing second base for Sean Smedley and the River Dogs, but he plays first tonight to give Xavier Isaac a bit of a breather night off as the DH. First pitch in there from McDougal, called strike 0-1. First pitch changeup. Bold strategy kind of paid off for him. McDougal looking in for the signs. His third inning of action has been sharp so far. 0-1 to Kinney. Bounces this one in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher Gonzalez. McDougal tried a breaking ball, but it was well short of the home plate area. 1-1 on Cooper Kinney. So hopefully everything's all good with Chandler Simpson. We'll see what comes of that news of him being removed from tonight's game. McDougal sets 1-1 pitch. Fastball, this one is put into play into right. That'll get through and be a base hit for Cooper Kinney. He's on base now for the first time tonight. A little two-out, a grounder single into right past the defense in the infield for Kannapolis. So runner on and two outs. And due up is Xavier Isaac. So Isaac will step in for the second time tonight. He had a walk his first time up, and despite it ending in a walk, it was probably the most entertaining at-bat we saw the first time through the order for Tanner McDougal. Isaac, of course, a power hitter. McDougal, a power pitcher. McDougal sets first pitch to Loretta. Fastball is on the inside corner. 0-1 on Xavier Isaac. A walk in the first inning for Isaac. He struck out 71 times. Not a huge strikeout guy. His power has been there all season. 0-1 count. McDougal sets. Pitch on the way. This one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Gonzalez takes a peek at first, but Kenny's back in there. It is now a 1-1 count. Isaac leads all River Dogs with 12 home runs this season. Also leads with a 47 RBI right in front of Cooper Kinney. Ryan Spikes not far behind. Isaac leads though with 47. 1-1 pitch. Isaac will tattoo this one high and deep right field. This one's hooking in the air. It'll land foul. 1-2 count. Isaac took that one for a ride, but he got just in front of it and then hooks foul. Over by shoeless Joe's Hill down the right field side here in Charleston. 1-2 count, an overcast night here in the low country of South Carolina. But the temperatures are down in the low 80s. It's beautiful. 1-2. Inside, McDougal thought he had strike three, but he'll have a 2-2 count instead. Home plate umpire Frank Jones says it was just a tiny bit inside. Good crowd on hand. Thirsty Thursday, Charleston boiled peanuts night for the final time this year. Here in Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park, 2-2. This one's up and away. Count will run full now on Xavier Isaac. McDougal kind of frustrated, can tell just by the body language on the bump. Trying to find a way to put Isaac away. He was in this same scenario in the first inning, and it resulted in a walk. McDougal looking in for the signs. Runner at first is Cooper Kinney. 3-2 runner going. Inside of the plate, ball four. Xavier Isaac will take first base. He is going to take it for the second time tonight. It's another walk issued by Tanner McDougal. So to second goes Kinney. Isaac has walked twice now tonight. And due up will be Ryan Spikes, the shortstop. So Ryan Spikes will dig in. His first at-bat, he struck out swinging. Spikes leads all River Dogs with 123 strikeouts on the season. We'll see what comes of this at-bat. Oh, first pitch is a curveball outside, 1-0 on to Ryan Spikes. Of note here, the River Dogs losing their top speed demon in Chandler Simpson in the leadoff spot. That certainly changes the outlook tonight for the River Dogs. 1-0 pitch from McDougal. Fastball is on the outside corner. Beautifully placed. 1-1 is your count. Unless you're sitting fastball, Ryan Spikes is not going to be able to do anything with that pitch. 94 in the upper outside part of the plate. 1-1 count. McDougal with a look at second. Kinney with a good lead. Here's the pitch. Curveball grounded towards second. Sanchez with the play underhand. It's the second for the out. Isaac is easily put out at a second base. It's the 6-4 put out for the third out of the frame. And Ryan Spikes grounds into the fielder's choice. So three innings for Tanner McDougal. He only allows a grand total of two hits. And it is a still shutout performance on the bump for Tanner McDougal. That'll send us now into the bottom, in the top of the fourth, I should say. We're through with three innings of baseball tonight. Top of the fourth we go on the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be Camaletti, Gonzalez, and Baldwin when we come back here in Charleston. You may quickly follow the friend. Top of the order, top of the fourth. Due up here for the Ballers. It's Mario Camilleni, Jacob Gonzalez, and Brooks Baldwin. A new left fielder in the ballgame for Charleston. Chandler Simpson has suddenly departed the game tonight, and it's Ryan Cermak taking over in left for the Charleston River Dogs. So Cermak enters in relief of Simpson. First pitch to Camilleni from he and Seymour is on the inside corner, but it's not called a strike. 1-0 on a Camilleni. Ian Seymour's night more than likely coming to a close real soon. As a 1-0 count is hacked and a miss, it's a 1-1 count on Mario Camilleni. Seymour's nine coming to a close real soon. Marcus Johnson, the righty, getting loose down the right field line for Charleston. 1-1 pitch on the way. Camilleni lifts this one down the line and left foul. It'll end up a souvenir in the seeding bowl. Count is 1-2 on Camilleni. Gonzalez on deck. Willits in the hole. Baldwin in the hole. Willits is your cleanup batter. Seymour's 1-2. This one is outside, 2-2. Now on Mario Camilleni. Course of busy night in the Carolina League. Thirsty Thursdays all around. Some busy nights in some certain cities across the Carolina League. 2-2. This one's grounded. Diving effort at second by Cole Menares. He's not going to get there in time. It'll be a single for Mario Camilleni. First hit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and it's a single through in the right field line for Camilleni. Single now to lead off the fourth. One on, and Jacob Gonzalez will step in. Well hit grounder deep in the hole at second. Coleman Arias dove after it, but it just hit off the heel of his glove, and it'll be Gonzalez stepping in now with a runner on first and nobody out. Gonzalez's first time up, grounded out to the shortstop and spikes. First pitch from Seymour. This one's waved at and missed. 0-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Well, for the first time all week, it took us till Thursday at about 8 o'clock, an hour into tonight's game. And I'm smelling the salt water off of the coast here in South Carolina. A beautiful night here in Charleston. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way from Seymour. This one's through in the right field. That'll drop for a base hit for Jacob Gonzalez. It's a station-to-station single for the DH tonight for Kannapolis. Gonzalez follows up Camilleni's hit with one of his own. It'll be two singles in a row now. And due up will be Brooks Baldwin, the third baseman, with two on and nobody out. Suddenly now, Sean Smedley is going to have to start thinking about pulling Marcus Johnson into this ballgame. Marcus Johnson, the 6'6 righty, will follow up Ian Seymour when his night is complete. So Baldwin will dig in. A 6'3 ground out in his first time up. Ballers threatening here for the first time all night. They've got their first two hits of the evening. Camilleni at second and Gonzalez at first. Baldwin steps in against Ian Seymour. Seymour with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Baldwin shows bunt, gets it down, and boy, it's a beauty. Catcher in Martinez will make the play to first. He goes for the out, but oh so productive off of the bat of Brooks Baldwin. It's a little 2-3 bunt ground out for Baldwin. He is the first out, but it's a sack bunt as it moves Camilleni to third and Gonzalez to second. Beautifully placed bunt that landed right in front of the batter's boxes. It'll be one down now, and Bryce Willits will step in, and it looks like Sean Smedley is going to pull Ian Seymour here, and Marcus Johnson is going to enter for the Charleston River Dogs. We'll get you up to speed on Marcus Johnson when we come back here in the Charleston. The Ballers have runners on second and third with one down against the righty on the mound in Marcus Johnson.
Thank you.
Well, the River Dogs have put in their originally scheduled starter tonight. Now in Marcus Johnson, a 6'6" righty, 200 pounds from Whittier, California, a former farm hand of the Miami Marlins and a former Duke Blue Devil, now in the Rays organization, now on the mump for the River Dogs here in this top of the fourth inning. His first pitch is not called a pitch. It'll be a no pitch as the pitch clock did not get going. So a clean count still on Bryce Willits. No count, one down, runners on second and third for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Marcus Johnson will officially offer his first pitch now to Bryce Willits. This one's poked down the left field line, hooking, foul. Willits almost just put two runs on the board if he was able to keep it fair. Nonetheless, 0-1 count on Willits. So at third is Camilletti, and at second is Gonzalez. Back-to-back singles and then a sacrifice bunt to move the runners up. 0-1 from Johnson. This one's a fastball up and inside. 1-1 your count on Willits. Marcus Johnson, as mentioned, the big 6'6 righty. Opening night starter, the quote-unquote ace of the rotation for the River Dogs. Had a pretty rough go of it last time out. He's coming off probably his worst start of the season. 1-1 is inside and low to Bryce Willits. 2-1 is now your count. Last time out for Marcus Johnson, 4 1/3 innings pitched against the Augusta Green Jackets. 5 strikeouts, it was just shutout outing for Marcus Johnson. However, he walked 5 batters. Kind of lost his handle on the bump, did to Marcus Johnson. 2-1 pitch delivered to Willits. This one's grounded sharply to second. Colmenares will make the play and hold the runners and underhand to first for the out. Nice play by Colmenares. A smart play. Willits is a 4-3 ground out. Now 2 outs and the hot bat of Chris Lanzilli will dig in. So this 1-2 punch for Charleston tonight, a big difference in the two pitchers we see. As Ian Seymour, the 6-foot lefty, that doesn't throw too hard, gets the start. And then you follow it up with a 6-6 righty in Marcus Johnson. First pitch delivered on the way to Lanzilli. This one is outside and out of the glove of Martinez. Behind the dish, it's a 1-0 count on Lanzilli. Tampa Bay Rays acquiring Marcus Johnson in an offseason trade last year. They sent JT Chargeau and Xavier Edwards to the Miami Marlins. Fourth round pick in 2022 by the Marlins out of Duke. He was Duke's closer for a while and then stretched out in 2022 as a starter. Pitch is in there on a fastball, 1-1 now to Chris Lanzilli. Johnson was a closer and then stretched out in his last year to become a starter. Ended up becoming Duke's ace. He's a college teammate of our good buddy and Billy Seidel. 1-1, Johnson sets, pitch on the way. Lanzilli will wave and miss on a 1-1. Now count will run to 1-2. 1-2 count with two outs here. And this top of the fourth inning, Ballers looking to strike first here. Camilletti at third, and at second is Jacob Gonzalez. Lanzilli tonight, 0-0. He walked his first time up. He's got 5 hits already in this season against Charleston. 1-2, grounded to short. Spikes with the backhand and throw to first in time for the out. Just like that, the River Dogs are out of the frame. Marcus Johnson gets the few outs he needed, and that is the conclusion now of the top of the fourth. So the Ballers don't get any runs on the board. They get a few base runners on, though, so good to build off of that. It'll be Tanner McDougal returning to the bump for his fourth inning of work tonight. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network, and we'll be right back, still scoreless in Charleston. John Diaz, Carlos Colmenares, and Rodelis Martinez due up against Tanner McDougal. First pitch of this bottom of the fourth inning is fouled off by John Diaz. 0-1 is your count. Diaz, Colmenares, and Martinez due up. Ballers and River Dogs still scoreless in what's been a bit of a pitcher's duel tonight. Tanner McDougal has looked exceptionally sharp on the bump. The righty has struck out just a few River Dogs tonight, four in total. And his fourth inning of action tonight, 0-1 is up and inside. A 1-1 count now on John Diaz. Two strikeouts in the first and two in the second. He didn't get any in the third. Ran into some trouble in the third, but got out of it. 1-1 pitch to Diaz. This one's waved out and missed on a changeup. 1-2 is your count. McDougal's stuff is just moving tonight. He hasn't really given anything easy to hit for Charleston. He's had a good night on the bump. 1-2 pitch delivered. This one's up and inside. 2-2 is your count. Kind of reminiscent of his last start on the mound for Tanner McDougal. He's had a good little outing last time out, and then just one swing of the bat kind of charred his stat line. 2-2. This one's a grounder through and a right four base hit. Another little line drive off the bat of John Diaz. He'll scurry to first in time for a single into right field. A leadoff base runner now for Charleston. One on and nobody out for Carlos Colmenares. There is a lefty getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. Ballers have a few lefties, so we'll try to make out who it is down there and left. As McDougal on the bump will have to face Colmenares for the second time tonight. He walked him his first time up. First pitch is inside, and Colmenares has to duck out of the way. It's a 1-0 count. Looks like the lefty in Oriel Castro is getting loose down the line. A 1-0 count with nobody out. McDougal on the bump. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Runner going. Fastball up and inside of the plate for a 2-0 count. Throw to second. Did they get him? Yes, they did. A nice arm behind the dish by El Toro Bravo. It's a 2-6 caught stealing of John Diaz. A nice arm by Juan Gonzalez. And that's one out now in this top, this bottom of the fourth inning. Colmenares now with nobody on base and a 2-0 count against Tanner McDougal. Nice arm by El Toro Bravo. Second time he has gunned out John Diaz tonight on the base path. 2-0 pitch. This one's waved in and missed on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. 2-1 is your count. McDougal more than likely will see his night come to a close soon. I would imagine Oriel Castro is warming up for the fifth inning. 2-1 grounder towards the second. Camilletti lays out and makes the grab on a line drive for the out. It didn't bounce. Camilletti makes the leaping snag. So an L4 off the bat of Carlos Colmenares. Two outs now. And Rodelis Martinez is all that stands between Tanner McDougal and four shutout frames. McDougal's looked sharp tonight. I know I've said that a few times, maybe a few times too many. But the righties look good. He's just been pitching well. He's not going to strike out a ton of guys as a pitch clock violation on the batter in Rodelis Martinez. It's an 0-1 count to start the at-bat. 0-1 pitch delivered. It is in there just a bit outside of 1-1 is your count on Martinez. 1-1 count on Martinez. First time up, he struck out swinging against Tanner McDougal. He looks in for the signs, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a curveball. Now a 1-2 count, and McDougal is one strike away from his fifth strikeout of the night. And it'll be two punch-outs of Rodelis Martinez. 1-2 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Up and in, and it hits him in the arm. And it'll be a hit-by-pitch now for the catcher, Martinez. McDougal just got a little bit too much grip on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That's got to hurt. That'll leave a bruise, more than likely. That'll be one on and two outs. And Christopher Berrette will step in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent, the Charleston River Dogs. As now it looks like Pat Leland's going to come out, and Tanner McDougal's night is going to come to a close with Christopher Berrette two up. It'll be one on and two outs. McDougal's will see his night come to a close. I know he wants to finish out this inning, but he'll have to turn the ball over. He's on a pitch count, and that'll send things to Oriel Castro here with two outs in this bottom of the fourth inning. We'll get you the details on Mr. Castro when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still scoreless here in Charleston. So Rodaelys Martinez is hit by a pitch, and that's the conclusion of Tanner McDougal's night on the bump. It'll be Oriel Castro taking over on the mound for Canapolis, the 6-foot lefty, 175-pound 22-year-old from Agua Dulce, Panama. Oriel Castro takes over in relief here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two outs. Christopher Borrete will step in as Castro will work out of the stretch. First pitch on the way, a curveball low and outside. 1-0 is your count. So Tanner McDougal's night is complete. Not a bad night at all from the Rhino. 3 2/3 of shutout baseball. 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 hit by pitches. He tosses 64 pitches and 36 strikes. 1-0 count. Castro's pitch to Borrete is a fastball up and inside, 2-0. Now on the center fielder, Borrete. So Oriel Castro enters as the second arm for Canapolis tonight. 0-2, a 6.43 ERA. In 14 innings pitched, 16 strikeouts for the lefty in Oriel Castro. 2-0 pitch. This one's low and inside. Castro trying to find the zone. Count will run, though, to 3-0. Castro at 10 walks in 14 innings pitched. His last time out against Delmarva, tossed 2 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts and a walk. 3-0 is off the plate for ball 4. That'll be a walk now to start Oriel Castro. Is not a hit by pitch and now a walk. Have put 2 on base for Edwin Barragan. So Edwin Barragan's going to step in with 2 on and 2 out. And it'll be Juan Gonzalez coming to have a chat with Oriel Castro. As Castro looking to get through this outing without allowing much. The Charleston River Dogs have put up 3 hits on the night. Canapolis with just 2. It's been a pitcher's duel thus far. And we know Canapolis has got to deal with Marcus Johnson for a good amount of time out there on the bump. So we'll see what the Ballers bullpen can cook in tonight's Thursday night matchup. Here in Charleston. Oriel Castro on the bump with a look at second. Good lead for Martinez. Here's the pitch. This one is fouled off down the first base line. Count will run 0-1. Now on Edwin Barragan. Tomorrow night, the Ballers will send Peyton Paulette to the bump, and it'll be Yoniel Couret, the now reigning Carolina League pitcher of the month for July. Here in Charleston, 0-1 Castro's pitch inside. Barragan has to duck out of the way. Count will run to 1-1. So Barragan with 2 on and 2 out. Castro just looking to get through this inning unscathed against these Charleston River Dogs. With a look at second, Castro's 1-1. This is a changeup up and away. And Castro seems to not have a good handle on his stuff tonight. We'll see it comes of it. 2-1 is your count. Castro not a huge walk guy. He gets about 1 an inning. But it is not even close tonight on the mound. 2-1. This one's inside. Barragan has to duck out of the way again. It's now 3-1. And now Oriel Castro is 1 ball away from loading the bases for Ryan Cermak, who has already proved himself to be dangerous in this series. 3-1 count with 2 outs. Castro on the bump, looking at second. Here's the pitch. This one is on the inside corner. A nice placed fastball at 92. Count is now full on Edwin Barragan. Cermak awaiting on deck. Castro with a look at second. 1 strike away from getting out of it. 3-2. This one is in the dirt and gets by Gonzalez. That'll be ball 4. Second walk in a row now for Oriel Castro. And that's going to load the bases now with 2 down for Ryan Cermak. So Martinez is at third. Borrete is at second. And now Barragan is at first. As now Blake Hickman's going to come pay a mound visit to Oriel Castro. So Castro will get a mound visit from Blake Hickman, who will come talk. Hickman coming to chat with the lefty in Oriel Castro. Top of the order in Ryan Cermak coming in for his second at-bat. Last time, he did have an opportunity at the plate against Tanner McDougal. It was a 5-3 ground out. So Frank Jones will come out, and it'll be another mound visit for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hickman will return to the dugout. Two outs now. Bases are chock full of dogs, and Cermak will dig in. Castro pitch on the way to Cermak is inside and low. Count will run to 1-0 on Ryan Cermak. Castro's walked two already. He faced two batters and walked two. He hasn't had an outing of over two walks in his last five outings. Starting to get a little concerned, I'd imagine, are the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 count. Castro's pitch is a fastball up and away. Now 2-0. And the plot is thickening here in this bottom of the fourth here in Charleston. 82 degrees. It's a beautiful night here in August for baseball. 2-0 count with two outs. Castro's pitch to Cermak. Fastball is upstairs. Where did that one miss? 94 miles an hour. It's a 3-0 count on Cermak with two outs. As now an emergency arm is going to get loose down the line and left for Kannapolis. Looks like Emerson Talavera is getting warm as quick as he can. 3-0. Fastball is up and away for ball four. And we now have a score ball game. And we have a score in this game as Cermak walks with the bases loaded. That'll score Martinez. Barrente to third. Margon to second. And it's the third walk in a row for Oriel Castro. That is now still two outs in the frame. Cooper Kenny is going to step in. The lefty-lefty matchup. Oriel Castro just seems like he doesn't have his stuff all the way. As time called, Gonzalez is going to come chat with Oriel Castro just to calm him down, and I think that's probably the emphasis here. It's just, hey, settle down. You've allowed one run across. It is Rodaelys Martinez. That'll be charged to Tanner McDougal as McDougal hit him with the pitch. So McDougal's gets a one run charge to him. Although Oriel Castro here has not gotten out. He's not even pitched a third of an inning yet, and he's walked three batters. All three now are his responsibility here in this bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Cooper Kenny is a breaking ball outside. 1-0 your count on Kenny. Oh my goodness. Oriel Castro currently is at 15 pitches and just two strikes. Castro from the wind, 1-0 pitch. This one is broken in there for a called strike, 1-1 on Cooper Kenny. Finally finds the strike zone. Oriel Castro has single-handedly found a lot of struggles, 1-1. This one's poked high and foul by Kenny. 1-2 your count, and yet again Castro is one strike away from getting out of this frame, allowing just the one run. On deck is the dangerous Xavier Isaac. 1-2 from Castro. This one's put into play in a shallow center. That'll drop in front of park and be a base hit. Scoring is Barrente. Scoring is Barragan. And headed to third is Cermak. It's a two RBI single for Cooper Kenny. And now the River Dogs are going to score two runs. Now a play. The play. Cermak tries to get the defense sleeping. But Cermak will be tagged out for the third out. It'll be a two RBI single for Cooper Kenny. And the two runs score. But Cermak tries to catch the defense sleeping. It is a 6-2 a put out. At the third, at home plate for the out, it is 6-2 for the third out. Now of the frame, Cooper Kenny does get credit though with a two RBI single, and the River Dogs now lead 3-0. That'll send us into the fifth inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. The Maulers now find themselves in a hole, 3-0 to Charleston here in South Carolina. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Maulers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 3-0 River Dogs on top.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Eddie Park leads it off here in this top of the fifth inning at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. He lifts the first pitch he sees high and foul. 0-1 is your count now, as it'll be Eddie Park, Ryan McCarthy, and Juan Gonzalez due up here. 0-1 pitch. Park will ground this one towards short. Spikes will play, barely has to move, and in time for the out. It'll be the first out now of the frame. Eddie Park grounds into a 6-3 grounder. Now it is four retired in a row by Marcus Johnson. Due up now is Ryan McCarthy. So Marcus Johnson back on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. It's his technically second inning of action. He is now through a clean one inning of work and just 10 pitches and 7 strikes. First pitch delivery to McCarthy. It's low and outside, a 1-0 count now on the ball. There's right fielder. McCarthy grounded, struck out looking to the arm in Ian Seymour. 1-0 from Marcus Johnson is a fastball up and away, 2-0. Now on McCarthy. Marcus Johnson faced Kannapolis once already this season back in April. He tossed 4 innings. He allowed 1 run on 5 hits. No walks, but he struck 5 out. Did Marcus Johnson. 2-0 pitch delivered. McCarthy will take outside all the way, 3-0. Now on McCarthy. One down. Ballers could desperately use a few base runners. They trail 3-0 now to the Charleston River Dogs after Oriel Castro walks 3 in a row. 3-0 is outside for ball 4. Ryan McCarthy is on for the first time tonight with a 1-out walk. 1 on now and 1 down, and Juan Gonzalez will step in. So Juan Gonzalez will dig in with a runner on first and 1 down. First time up, he grounded out to the second baseman in Cole Menares. First pitch from Marcus Johnson to Gonzalez is waved out and missed, 0-1. Johnson offering a 91-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs. Count is 0-1 on El Toro Bravo. He's made a few nice plays in the field tonight as Gonzalez. Johnson sets 0-1 count. Here's the pitch on the way. This one is low and outside. A 1-1 count on Juan Gonzalez. Marcus Johnson, 6'6", righty from Whittier, California. Spent last year in the Complex League as well as with the Jupiter Hammerheads in the Miami Marlins organization. 1-1 count. Pitch to Gonzalez. This one's grounded sharply past the third baseman. Barragán into left for a base hit. That one's going to roll into the corner deep. Here comes the lead runner. It's Ryan McCarthy. Gonzalez heads to second. He's going to head to third plate. The plate sliding in. He is called out at home. Nice work by the River Dogs defense. Ryan McCarthy is tagged out at home. Juan Gonzalez is in at second base safely. A nice effort from McCarthy, but Gonzalez is in at second now with 2 outs in the frame for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. So a nice arm from Cermak and then from Barragán. McCarthy tried to score from first and didn't have the ability to. So now 2 out in the frame. Gonzalez gets credit for the double. It's rather a 7-6-2 put out of McCarthy for the second out of the frame. Gonzalez gets credit for the double. So 1 on and 2 out for Wilbur Sanchez. Johnson with a look at second. Here's the pitch. This one's waved out and missed. 0-1, your count on La Chispa. Gonzalez with his fourth double of the 2023 season here in Kannapolis. McCarthy with a rare put out on the base paths. He's usually got some speed about him. 0-1 count. Johnson sets. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez will now have an 0-2 count of the plate on Wilbur Sanchez. Gonzalez at second still. Time called. Sanchez will readjust the batting gloves. Huge play by the River Dogs defense. Cermak and Spikes working to get the ball to Rondelis Martinez. 0-2 count, two outs. Marcus Johnson on the bump. Gonzalez with a good lead at second. He's dancing and he takes off. Here's the 0-2. This one's lifted high and foul. Gonzalez moving on the base paths. Instead, he'll have an 0-2 count on Sanchez with two outs. Looks like Sanchez broke the bat, so we'll have to get a new set of lumber. Sanchez will have to get a new piece of wood. Still an 0-2 count on La Chispa. Mario Camilleri waiting on deck. Sanchez leading the team in stolen bases. If he gets on base, would certainly provide some trouble for Charleston, especially with Gonzalez on the base paths. He's a lot speedier than the normal catcher. 0-2 count, Johnson's pitch. This one's into right. That'll drop and be a base hit for Wilbur Sanchez. Here comes Gonzalez. They're going to test the runner again. Play at the plate, and it's a play at the plate. Diving in is Gonzalez. He gets there. A swim move past the catcher, Martinez, and he's in there for the run. At second is Wilbur Sanchez, and the bowlers are on the board. A nice play by Juan Gonzalez, and that is the first run of the night for Kannapolis. They finally break through. That's now two outs in the top of the order, two up. It's Mario Camilleri. Pat Leland with the most aggressive send of a runner rounding third I think I've ever seen. Ball was about maybe 20 feet past the infield dirt in right field where John Diaz picked it up. But he sends El Toro Bravo, and Juan Gonzalez goes in and makes a fantastic play past the glove of Martinez, the catcher. First pitch to Camilleri is in there. It's a 1-0 count. So Sanchez gets credit for the RBI single, and he does move to second on the play. Gonzalez makes an amazing play at home to dive out of the way of the tag. And it's all of a sudden now 3-1 River Dogs. Camilleri will lift a 1-0 into left field. That's going to hook, and it'll land. Fair ball down in the corner. And it's waved off. Now a double off the bat of Mario Camilleri. And Wilbur Sanchez is going to score, making now a 3-2 game. Ballers with two runs now in this top of the fifth inning. Scoring is Chispa. And it's a double off the bat of Mario Camilleri. He's now got a multi-hit game. Two outs and a runner on second. It's the tying run at second. And the go-ahead run in Jacob Gonzalez is going to stay. Step in against Marcus Johnson. Time now called, and Levy Romero is going to come chat with Marcus Johnson. As all of a sudden, Kannapolis has changed the tides of this ballgame with just a few aggressive sends from Pat Leland at third base, the manager of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. An aggressive send of Ryan McCarthy on the double by Juan Gonzalez on a ball hit in the left field. And then Wilbur Sanchez, a little bloop single in the right that ended up about 20 feet past the infield dirt in right. John Diaz picks it up. Juan Gonzalez had just rounded third, and Pat Leland sends him. It looked like he would have been out by a mile, but Gonzalez gets in there safely. And Sanchez reaches a second. He then scores on a double from Mario Camilleri. First pitch to Gonzalez is inside, a 1-0 count. And hopefully now the ballers are going to rattle Marcus Johnson a little bit more. It's now a one-run ball game in this top of the fifth. 1-0 count. Marcus Johnson looking in for the signs. Camilleri with a good lead. Here's the pitch. This one's flared into left field, hooking a little bit foul, and it will land foul in the baller's bullpen. We'll reset with a 1-1 count, and Jacob Gonzalez now has to grab a piece of lumber. It's a broken bat for the Ballers' designated hitter. Exciting fifth inning here in Charleston for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have put up two runs now on Marcus Johnson on a little single from Wilbur Sanchez and a double from Camilleri. 1-1 count with two outs. Gonzalez digs in. He is 1-for-2 tonight. He had a single his last time up. Johnson sets with a deep breath. 1-1 pitch. This one is low. Gonzalez with a nice take. It's 2-1. Two-one count with two outs. Mario Camilletti at second base with now a multi-hit game. 2-1 count. Marcus Johnson looking in. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez swings. This one's popped foul over my head. A 2-2 now on the ball. There's DH in Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez 1-for-2 tonight, as mentioned. His season average up to 222. Looking for another big hit here. 2-2 count. Johnson sets. Takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Outside. Try to change up, and he loses the handle. Count runs full. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. Big spot here for the Cannonballers. Base hit could tie the game. 3-2 count. Two outs. Marcus Johnson in the bump. Here's the pitch. Swinging a little tapper towards first. Playable for Kenny. He's going to field it, and a foot race to first is won by the first baseman, Kenny. A nice effort from Jacob Gonzalez, but the Ballers still trail by one, and they get two much-needed runs, though. And Juan Gonzalez scores the first on a Wilmer Sanchez RBI base hit, followed by a Mario Camilletti RBI double. Ballers are still in this ballgame. Don't count them out yet. New arm on the way. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Emerson Talavera taking over for the Ballers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully. To live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Xavier Isaac will lead off for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the fifth inning, Emerson Talavera takes over on the bump. His first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 now, as Emerson Talavera will take over here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Ballers and River Dogs battling here. It's 3-2, your score. Charleston on top of the Ballers, putting up two runs in that top of the fifth inning. Base hits from Wilbur Sanchez and Mario Camilletti give them runs. And now it is a one-run game. 0-1 from Talavera. This one is on the inside corner. 0-2 now. A nice placed pitch against Xavier Isaac. Isaac, Spikes, and Diaz do up for the River Dogs against the righty Emerson Talavera. Third arm used already now by Kannapolis. 5'10", 160-pound, 20-year-old. He's from Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. Here's Emerson Talavera. Spent last year in the Complex League in the White Sox system. 0-2. Curveball is a bit low and inside. Isaac looks at it all the way. Count of runs to 1-2. Talavera, 3-1 in the season, a 4.94 ERA. He's been in a lot of short relief situations, looking to eat some innings here. As this 1-2 is fouled off by Isaac, he stays alive. It's a 1-2 count. All the four of his last four outings have been at the most two innings. He pitched one inning last week against Delmarva, and it was a shutout frame, allowing nothing. 1-2 pitch delivered. This one's poked out in the left field, hit well, and backtracking is the left fielder Lanzilli. Makes a stabbing effort on the warning track for the out. Xavier Isaac gave it a ride, but it ends up on the warning track. And a nice play by Lanzilli to make the grab for the first out. Ryan Spikes will dig in, nobody on base, and one down. So an F7 off the bat of Xavier Isaac for the first out. Ryan Spikes will dig in for the first time tonight against Emerson at Talavera. Ballers looking for some effective pitching here against these River Dogs, who have put up a good fight against your Cannonballers this week. Pitch is inside a 1-0 count. As the Ballers and the River Dogs battling, bottom of the fifth. Pitching a look at the out-of-town scores as soon as we can up here in the broadcast booth. 1-0 is inside, 2-0 your count now on Ryan Spikes. Looking at what Emerson Talavera has done against the Charleston River Dogs this year. He's tossed two games, and he's tossed 2 1/3 shutout innings. As this one's inside, 3-0 now to Spikes. He's walked one batter in 2 1/3 innings. He struck out three. Opponents from the River Dogs batting .222 against Emerson Talavera. 3-0 is inside for ball four. He thought he had strike one, but it is a four-pitch walk now to Ryan Spikes, who's on base for the first time. One on and one out, and John Diaz will dig in. So John Diaz will step in for his third at-bat of the night. A multi-hit game for Diaz, two singles. He's been a catalyst on offense for the River Dogs tonight. First time he'll face Talavera here in this fifth inning. Pitch on the way from the Ronnie, big wave and a miss. So it won your count on John Diaz. Good crowd on hand, Thirsty Thursday here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. So get you a look at the out-of-town scores around the Carolina League. Bottom of the sixth, Myrtle Beach on top, 5-0 in Kinston over the Wood Ducks. 0-1 and the runner going. It gets by the catcher Gonzalez. It'll be a stolen base off of Talavera for Ryan Spikes. He's in there now at second with a stolen bag. One on in scoring position and one down. Diaz at the plate with a 1-1 count. Bottom of the sixth in Kinston. Wood Ducks trailing 5-0 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They just finished up the fourth inning in Del Mar with the Shorebirds trailing to the Lynchburg Hillcats at 9-4. And then they just finished up the sixth inning in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers trailing 2-1 to the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch is up and away, 2-1 now on a John Diaz. And then two postponements tonight due to some weather. Columbia and Augusta can't get going tonight. And then Fredericksburg is postponed against Salem. With the Red Sox, pitch is spun in there by Talavera. Now a 2-2 count on John Diaz, a nicely placed pitch. 2-2 your count. John Diaz with two singles tonight. Talavera looks in for the signs. Here's the 2-2. Outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Emerson Talavera has his first strikeout of the night. John Diaz takes a peek at the third strike. So two outs now and a runner on second for Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares on the night, a walk and a line out. So look to see what comes of the rest of tonight. With Emerson Talavera on the bump for the Ballers. First pitch to Colmenares is on the outside corner. 0-1 is your count. With runners in scoring position, Carlos Colmenares has not been too hot. 128. He has walked nine times in 47 at-bats. But it's been a rough go of it for Colmenares. 0-1 pitch. Inside. Now 1-1. Batting just 128 with runners in scoring position is Carlos Colmenares. Runners on, it doesn't get much better at 174. 1-1 count on Carlos. Talavera on the bump. Here is the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low. Snap throw to second. Did they get the runner? No, they didn't. Ryan Spikes back in there safely. A sneaky play by Arturo Bravo. But diving back in there safely at a second base is Ryan Spikes. 1-2 count with two outs now on Colmenares. On deck is Roy Daly's Martinez for the Charleston River Dogs. We got ourselves a ball game tonight, folks, on Thirsty Thursday. 1-2 count, Talavera looks in. Pitch delivered from the righty. In there, ring him up, got it, looking called, strike three. They'll leave the runner stranded at second. Will the Charleston River Dogs, another nice pitch from Emerson Talavera up in the inner part of the zone, and that's two punch outs for the Rhino on the bomb. That'll send us now into the top of the sixth inning. Ballers have all the momentum so far. They still trail by one. They're out hitting Charleston, though, in tonight's game. We'll send it to the top of the sixth. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston. It'll be Brooks Baldwin, Bryce Willits, Chris Lanzilli due up here in this top of the sixth inning. First pitch is in there. It would one your count now to Brooks Baldwin, Willits, and Lanzilli to follow. This game is getting good, folks. It's the top of the sixth inning. Ballers trail by one. They got two runs off in that fifth inning against the River Dogs as we are here in this top of the sixth, and the Ballers looking for some more runs. 0-2 your count now. Marcus Johnson back out for his third technical inning of work. 0-2 to Baldwin. He pokes this one high and foul. Count will run now to 0-2 again on Baldwin. Baldwin the ninth, two ground outs. One of them was a sacrifice bunt that moved the runners up in the fourth inning. 0-2, Johnson's pitch to Baldwin. This one's lifted high and deep. Hit well into right field. Looking up is the right fielder, Diaz, and on the warning track makes the grab for the out. Baldwin got a hold of it, and it got no help, though, from the wind. If it was blowing out to right like it was earlier today, probably would have been a home run. But Brooks Baldwin with a loud fly out into right for the first out. One down now, Bryce Willits will dig in. So Willits will stand in 0-2, a fly out in the right, and a ground out to the second baseman in Colmenares. He's pulled the ball in both at-bats here in Charleston. Johnson's first pitch to Willits, a curveball is in there perfectly called for a strike, 0-1 on a Willits. Lanzilli, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. 0-1 from Johnson. This one's fouled right back to me. Almost. Willits had the right idea. I don't know what it is, man. Bryce Willits, he just kind of, I guess he turns around and looks for the press box. And he says, I'm going to foul it back to me. 0-2 count. One down. Here's the pitch. This one's grounded up the middle. Playable for Spikes to his left. Makes the play to first for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Bryce Willits. Two outs now. And due up is Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. So Lanzilli, the left fielder, will step in. He walked his first time up tonight. Second time he grounded out to the shortstop in Spikes. Ballers still trail by one, but they've been able to break through against Marcus Johnson. They got three base hits last frame against Johnson. First pinch is in there called strike 0-1 on a Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli has faced Marcus Johnson already once tonight. Johnson threw 2 1/3. 0-1 from Johnson to Lanzilli is on the inside corner. Beautifully placed breaking ball, 0-2 is your count. On deck is Eddie Park. It's in the bottom of the order and the top of the order for Kannapolis. Middle of the order hasn't been done much tonight, 0-2. This one is inside. Cannell run, no 1-2. The 3-4-5-6 portion of the lineup tonight for Kannapolis. 0-9 with a walk. 1-2. This one is lifted high and foul by Lanzilli. 1-2 remains your count. Again, 3-4-5-6 in the order. Even include McCarthy. So 3-7 in the order are combined 0-11 with two walks. Pitch on the way in the 1-2. Johnson tries to stretch the zone, but instead it's a 2-2 count with two outs. 0-10 with two walks. Our batters 3-7. 2-2 to Lanzilli. This one's chopped towards second. To his left goes Colmenares. Fields it and goes to first in time for the out. 4-3 ground down to Marcus Johnson. Gets a 1-2-3 inning. After a bit of a rough outing in the last inning for the righty, he gets a sixth inning and 1-2-3 frame. Bottom of the sixth we go. Mahler's looking to hold the River Dogs at three runs here into this ballgame on this thirsty Thursday. They trail by one. We'll be right back on the Mahler's Baseball Network here in Charleston. Bottom third of the order due up for the Charleston River Dogs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Rodelis Martinez, Christopher Barrette, and Edwin Barragan against the Ronnie Emerson. It's Talavera back on the bump for his second inning of work. His first pitch, Martinez pops this one up a mile high. That one's going to end up in foul ground. Juan Gonzalez behind home plate will make the stabbing effort on the pop out for the out. Just like that, one pitch and one out. One catcher pops out to another. A P2 in the scorebook. Just like that, one down and Christopher Barrette will step in. So Christopher Barrette with nobody on base will step in against Talavera. Talavera's looked sharp tonight through an inning and two-thirds of work. Excuse me, inning and a third. He struck out two. He's only allowed the one walk. First pitch to Barrette. This one is low to the Charleston center fielder. 1-0 your count. Talavera with a walk. Two strikeouts to follow for the second and third outs of tonight's inning. And the 1-0, this one is a bunt that lands foul. 1-1 your count. A nice play by Gonzalez. Barrette, a strikeout and a walk tonight. Barragan on deck. He's grounded out and he's walked. Both walks were the product of Oriel Castro. 1-1. Poked high and foul and down the third base side by Barrette. Count remains now 1-2. Barrette, the slightly open stance, known to lay a bunt down when needed. 1-2 pitch. He kind of grounds this one weakly. Willett almost had it, but he had to cover the bag at first. And that is a single with one down for Barrette. Probably could have stabbed at it. Instead, he goes and opts to ground field his position over there at first base. We'll see what comes of this inning now as Barrette is on with a single. One on and one out, and Edwin Barragán will step in. Edwin Barragán, a walk in the fourth inning against Oriel Castro, and then a ground down in the third to the third baseman Baldwin. First pitch from Talavera. This one is disgusting. On the inside corner, 0-1 your count. Barragán crowding the plate a little bit. He ducked out of the way, and then it broke at the last second in the zone for a called strike. Beautiful pitch from Talavera. 0-1 Barrette dancing at first, checking the runner. Not in time. Talavera had the right idea. 0-1 your count still on Barragán. Talavera looking in for the signs. The River Dogs have stranded at least one runner in every inning so far tonight. 0-1 pitch from Talavera. Big hack and a miss on an upstairs fastball. 0-2. They've stranded at least one runner in every inning thus far tonight. We'll see what the Kannapolis Cannonballers can cook up on offense. Still plenty of time in this game. Bottom of the sixth inning. Still have all the back third of baseball here. Marcus Johnson still on the bump for the River Dogs. Emerson Talavera currently on the mound, though. 2-0-2 count. Checking the runner again in Barrette. And won't be able to do that again this at-bat. 0-2 count with one down. Ryan Cermak, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Talavera on the bump. 0-2 count with one down. He'll set. Here's the pitch. Curveball. This one is just a bit inside. They call it a strike three call at the last second. Does Frank Jones. It calls him out. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. The third strike out of the night for Emerson Talavera. It's on the inside corner, and it's called a strike three. So two outs now, and a runner on first for Ryan Cermak. So Ryan Cermak will stand in for the third time tonight. He walked and he grounded out against Oriel Castro and Tanner McDougal. His first pitch from Talavera is inside and low. 1-0 your count. Cermak entering in substitution of Chandler Simpson, who departed tonight's game. The leadoff batter for Charleston. Still no word on what happened, if anything, to Mr. Simpson. Hope everything is okay. Check on the runner at first before the 1-0. Not in time. At first is Barrette. Cooper Kenny awaiting on deck. He's got a multi-hit game. Cermak is 0-1 tonight. First time facing Talavera. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Up and away. Trying to fastball. 2-0 now on Ryan Cermak. River Dogs with five hits tonight. Four of them have come from the combo of Kenny and Diaz. Only other hit has been Barrette, who is on a first base as we speak. 2-0 is outside now, 3-0. Walks have been an issue for the ballers tonight. Wasn't really Tanner McDougal. It was three walks by Oriel Castro in the fourth inning. Big fourth inning for the River Dogs. 3-0 pitch is a right down the Broadway fastball from Talavera. 3-1 is your count. McDougal did walk three batters in his night. They were kind of spaced out, and all three were left stranded. 3-1, a favorable hitter's count, but on 3-1, it is outside from all four. Talavera thought he had strike three. Nonetheless, that'll be 2-1 now, and two outs for Cooper Kinney. So Barrette to second, and Cermak at first for Cooper Kinney, who's got two singles on the night. He's also got two RBI. Tallied both of those in the fourth inning with an RBI base hit. Talavera with a look at second. First pitch to Cooper Kinney. This one is a bit inside, a 1-0 count now on the first baseman for Charleston. That'll prompt Juan Gonzalez to come have a chat with his arm in Talavera. Bottom of the sixth inning here in Charleston. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here in Charleston as the Ballers and the River Dogs battling. Crucial matchup in the Carolina League South Division. In the second half of action, the River Dogs have a five-game lead over Kannapolis. Any wins help here for the Ballers this week as it moves them closer and closer. They're not going to overtake first place in this week's action. As entering tonight, four games left, and they enter tonight with a five-game deficit. So at the best, if they win out this week, they can make it a one-game deficit. 1-0 is a bit outside to Kenny. 2-0 is your count. They're going to need some help as they are tied for second place currently in the South Division, but it's with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization, who already clinched the second of the first half. 2-0 check on the runner at second. I have to await the 2-0 to Cooper Kinney. Columbia also hard charging, 16-16. Entering tonight's action in the second half. Kannapolis in their 33rd game. They're officially halfway done after tonight with the second half of the season. A 2-0, this one's poked hard down the line and right foul. Cooper Kinney will have a 2-1 count. Again after tonight, crazy to think, but 33 games remain in the Kannapolis Cannonballers season after tonight. Three more here in Charleston. 12 in a row at home, 6 on the road in Myrtle Beach, 6 at home against Fayetteville, 6 against Lynchburg up in Virginia, and that's it. 2-1 Talavera's pitch. Waving a miss. Got him in the fastball upstairs, and now Talavera one strike away from sitting down Cooper Kinney. And is straining two more runners for the River Dogs here in this bottom of the sixth. As mentioned, the River Dogs have left runners on base in every inning thus far. Cooper Kinney steps in, singles in each of his last two at-bats. He hit a ball hard earlier this at-bat, but it was down the line and foul and right. 2-2 Talavera sets. Pitch on the way from the righty. Curveball, this one's pulled down the line and right. Foul. It'll end up on Shoeless Joe's Hill. 2-2 remains your count. Here in Charleston, the outfield wall, not a very tall one, probably about 8-9 feet maybe. Can't be that tall. The outfield wall beyond, though, is walled by palm trees. 2-2. Talavera gets the strikeout, swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Emerson Talavera has sat down his fourth batter with a strikeout tonight. Cooper Kinney swings and misses, and that'll leave two stranded on the base paths for the River Dogs here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Officially now headed to the back third of baseball. Kannapolis has gotten some much-needed production from Emerson Talavera out of the bullpen, and will send it now into the seventh inning. 3-2 your score. Charleston on top. Ballers and River Dogs are even, though, in hits, five apiece, and we'll send it to the top of the seventh. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Eddie Park steps in for his second at-bat against Marcus Johnson. His first pitch is lifted high and foul, 0-1 your count against the former Duke Blue Devil in Marcus Johnson. He's back on the bump for the River Dogs. Ballers trail by one, top of the seventh here at Charleston's Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. 0-1 poked into left. That'll get dropped in front of Cermak for a base hit. Eddie Park has his first single of the night. He's on base for the first time. One on and nobody out. Tying run now on base for Kannapolis, and Ryan McCarthy will step in. It's now the sixth hit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They are out hitting Charleston 6-5. They're losing still 3-2. But all the momentum seems to have gone the Ballers' way thus far. Here in this top of the seventh inning, nothing has changed. Marcus Johnson on the bump. First pitch delivered to McCarthy. Is a bit inside on a curveball. 1-0 your count. McCarthy has struck out looking and walked tonight. Taking a patient approach out there is McCarthy. 1-0 count on the former Citadel wide receiver. First base is Eddie Park. Johnson's 1-0. McCarthy looks all the way. This one's inside, 2-0 now on Ryan McCarthy. Marcus Johnson allowing runs tonight. He allowed two runs on the 22nd of July against Delmarva. On the night so far has allowed two runs. It's the fifth outing in his last six total where he's allowed two runs. 2-0. This one's fouled off. It'll end up in the top level of seats here. And Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park heads up over there. 2-1 your count on Ryan McCarthy. Gonzalez awaiting on deck. El Toro Bravo. As it looks like Connor Pellerin is getting loose down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-1. McCarthy will bloop this one into left field. Well hit. And it's hooking and a land foul. That would have been a perfect base hit for Ryan McCarthy if it landed in the greener pastures, but it landed on the left side of the line down the third baseline. Therefore, it is a foul ball. 2-2 count on Ryan McCarthy. Eddie Park is at first base. He's got a little bit of speed on him. 2-2 count with nobody out. Last thing you want is a double play ball here from Ryan McCarthy. You would like to see a ball in the gap to let these two speedsters in Park and McCarthy go to work. Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Marcus Johnson looking in for the signs. 2-2 count. Pitch on the way to the lefty bat. McCarthy grounds this one to first. It'll land foul, though. 2-2 remains your count. McCarthy battling at the plate. 0-1, a walk and a strikeout. The former Citadel outfielder. He's been giving me all the food recommendation spots this week. Of course, going to school here in Charleston, he's given me all the food recommendations. I've taken him up on a few of them, and they have not disappointed. 2-2 count. Johnson sets. Pitch delivered. Low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Martinez. Count will run full now on Ryan McCarthy. Went to Red's Ice House today over in Mount Pleasant. Got to take that big old bridge here in Charleston across over to Mount Pleasant and had a pleasant time. Ate about a dozen peel-and-eat shrimp over at Red's Ice House and enjoyed a nice day on the water. 3-2 count. Johnson will check on the runner at first, diving back in his park. Count remains full. Tomorrow I'm actually going to get a tour of the Citadel. Good buddy, former Kannapolis Cannonballer front office member, and Kyle Teagarden now works as the director of tickets over at the Citadel. Going to go check out the digs over there. 3-2 runner going. McCarthy will pop this one up in foul ground down the third baseline. After it is Barragan, and he won't get there in time. Barragan will run out of room. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count remains 3-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Still a few things I need to hit here in Charleston. I did a little bit of driving today down into downtown. Saw Rainbow Row and drove through the Battery. Couldn't find parking. I was going to walk around a little bit in the Battery, but couldn't find parking. 3-2 count with nobody out. Johnson's pitch, runner going. McCarthy pokes this one down the line, foul, and we'll have another 3-2. A good battle at the plate between McCarthy and Marcus Johnson. Johnson's at 52 total pitches on the evening. Out of the bullpen, working in relief of Ian Seymour. who tossed a few sharp innings against these Cannonballers tonight. Johnson sets, 3-2 count. Here's the pitch runner going. Inside for ball four. How about a free pass after the single from Eddie Park? Ryan McCarthy's on base for the second time tonight. Both the tying and go-ahead runs now are on base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and our good buddy in El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez, is going to step in. Big spot here for the Cannonballers. They do not want to squander this opportunity. Nobody out in this top of the seventh inning against Marcus Johnson. Two on base, and El Toro Bravo looking to do some damage. First pitch is a fastball, low and outside. Johnson can't find the zone. It's a 1-0. Johnson's found the zone a little bit tonight. 54 pitches, and he's at 35 strikes. It's not a bad ratio. He's just hit a few too many over the heart of the plate for the ballers to put in play. 1-0 pitch. Gonzalez will loop this one down the right field line, hooking, foul. Ends up over by Murray's Pavilion. Down the line in right. Of course, Bill Murray, the co-owner of the Charleston River Dogs. Apparently was here last week. Why couldn't he have come this week? That would have been fun. 1-1 count. Johnson looks in for the signs. Pitch on the way. Gonzalez will poke this one in the right. Well hit, though, and Diaz is going to make the grab on the back track for the first out. Tag it up from second ahead to third, though, is Eddie Park. A productive fly out for El Toro Bravo. Good work by Eddie Park, though, to move up to third. Gonzalez flies out in the right, one down. Runners on the corners, and Wilbur Sanchez is due up. So Gonzalez does the job here with one down in this top of the seventh inning. Park moves up to third. So one down, runners on the corners. And Sanchez is going to step in. We'll reset the pitch clock here as Sanchez is going to step in. Marcus Johnson with now three innings of work. Sanchez has walked and he's hit a base hit tonight. He'll step in for the second time against Marcus Johnson against... Chispa shows bunt, pulls it back on the first pitch as it's outside, a 1-0 count. Good eye from Sanchez as it was outside. Change up on the first pitch from Marcus Johnson. Full strategy cotton. 1-0 count. Chispa steps in. Pitch on the way from Johnson. Wave and a miss on a fastball up and in. A 1-1 count now on Sanchez. As now catcher... And Martinez is taking an extra pace or two around the dirt circle. Looks like he might have a bug in the eye, perhaps. Something bothering him. I don't know if he caught him on the backswing at all. Don't know if Sanchez perhaps caught him on the backswing. It wouldn't be catcher's interference. Sanchez looked like he... might have caught him on the backswing. Looks like it's all friendly between Sanchez and Martinez. 1-1 count with one down. Johnson on the bump against Sanchez. Big pitch here. Here it is. Sanchez weakly taps it foul. It's a 1-2 count now on Wilbur Sanchez. Mario Camilletti awaiting on deck. The last thing that we want to see here from Chispa would be a ground ball double play. We would like to see Camilletti step in tonight, as he has been a pest at the plate for the River Dogs tonight. Sanchez has reached base twice tonight. 1-2 count. Johnson sets. Runners on the corners. Taking his time with the pitch clock. Here is the offering. Sanchez weakly taps this one foul down the third baseline. Staying alive. I like the approach. 1-2. Now on La Chispa. Another longer game than normal tonight here in Charleston. It's been a good one. These two sides battling it out. 1-2 count. Johnson sets. Pitch on the way. Sanchez flies this one into center field. Morente backtracking. Yeti Park is going to square up. Catch is made. Two outs. Here comes the throw to the plate. The play of the plate sliding in his park. He's safe. And we have ourselves a tie ball game here in Charleston. La Chispa Wilbur Sanchez comes in the clutch with a fly out in the center field. Eddie Park scores on the play. Runner still at first. It's McCarthy. He is the go-ahead run. And Mario Camilleri will step in with two outs in this top of the seventh inning. Huge fly ball in the center from La Chispa. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. It's a sac fly in the center for Wilbur Sanchez with an RBI attached to it. Eddie Park will score. We have ourselves another new ball game. It's 3-3 here in Charleston. Camilleri steps in. Runner going in the first pitch. It's a strike at the plate. Throwing a second. Did they get him? No! A nice play by McCarthy at second. He slides in there safely. It's a 1-0 count on Mario Camilleri. Now a runner in scoring position. It's Ryan McCarthy. All the momentum has shifted Kannapolis' way. Here in these middle innings, Marcus Johnson has allowed a few runs to cross. 1-0 to Camilleri. Inside, 2-0 now to Mario. Camilleri, the Carolina League leader in walks and on-base percentage, has been a magnet on the base paths all season. And he's only got a bigger opportunity here. With a runner on second, it would send the ballers into a lead. It is Ryan McCarthy at second base. Camilleri batting a whopping 465 with runners in scoring position. 2-0 from Johnson. This one's low and inside. Now 3-0 on Mario Camilleri. 465 with runners in scoring position. Mario Camilleri with 9 doubles, a total of 33 hits. On deck is Jacob Gonzalez. 3-0 pitch. Johnson's fastball is on the lower part of the zone for a called strike, 3-1. Camilleri thought it was a bit low, but it was a little higher than the strike zone line for our home plate umpire and Frank Jones. Johnson looking in for the signs. Second base is McCarthy. 3-1. Then Camilleri puts this one into play. Line sharply foul down the left field line. 3-2. Now it's a full count on Camilleri. No arms warming down the line for Charleston. The only potential bullpen arm we could see tonight for Charleston would be Kikito Severino. And that's only if Marcus Johnson really has trouble getting out of these innings. 3-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Camilleri takes all the way for ball four. He's going to walk again now. He is on base for the third time tonight. He will reach first base. That's a go-ahead and now an insurance run on base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And it's a big spot here for Jacob Gonzalez, but not before Levy Romero is going to come have a chat with his young righty and Marcus Johnson. So Mario Camilleri takes another free pass. It is his 73rd walk of 2023. He leads all of the Carolina League. He's still in the top 10 in minor league baseball in the category. So a big opportunity coming up now for Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez has gotten one hit tonight, a single back in the fourth inning. Again, two outs. 3-3 your score. Kannapolis out hitting Charleston 6-5. Tonight would be a big win in general. It would snap their two-game losing skid against these River Dogs. As two outs now as time called, we've got a fan out on the field into center field. Bro, come on. What are you doing? He's going to run out into left field and hop over the wall. As long as he's out of the playing surface. All right. You got your 15 seconds of fame on Snapchat. Congrats. As I'm sure the Charleston's finest will go take a peek for that young man. First pitch to Gonzalez is in there on a called strike, 0-1. Now on Jacob Gonzalez. I just don't understand. What's the draw of it? Okay. He got a few seconds of fame on Snapchat. Big deal. 0-1 count. Johnson with a look at second. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez. This one is weakly tapped to first. Going to be a foot race for the first baseman, Kinney. He'll get there and tag the first base bag for the out. And that is the completion now of this top of the seventh inning. Kannapolis, though, does break through. And they tie the ball game. A huge base knock by Wilbur Sanchez. A sacrifice fly makes it now a tie ball game in this bottom of the seventh inning. Due up now for Charleston. It'll be Isaac Spikes and Diaz. We come back on the Ballers and Baseball Network. A new arm on the bump. It's Connor Pellerin.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Xavier Isaac is going to step in to lead it off here in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Charleston River Dogs. New arm of the bump. It's actually not Connor Pellerin. I am halfway blind up here, and my scope up here wasn't in focus. It is number 31 on the bump. Ethan Harriberg taking over. Former Ohio State Buckeye gets on the bump for the first time on the week. First pitch in there is inside to Xavier Isaac. 1-0 is your count. Hammerberg at 6'5", 250-pound righty, 20th round pick in 2022. Out of Ohio State, takes over on the mound for Kannapolis. 1-0 is inside to Isaac. Count will run to now 2-0 on the River Dogs designated hitter. Isaac, Spikes, and Diaz do up. Same scenario as the bottom of the fifth inning when Kannapolis got through it without allowing much. Hammerberg will come set. First pitch to Isaac on the, was a ball. Second pitch was also a ball. 2-0, check swing, he goes around. Now it's a 2-1 count on the DH, Xavier Isaac. Hammerberg enters tonight. Fourth arm used by Kannapolis. 1-2 with a 4.08 ERA. He has a 2-1 count on Isaac. Here is the pitch. Fastball up and away at 96 miles an hour. Definitely reared back and fired that one. Now 3-1 on Isaac. He's walked twice tonight already. It's a tie ball game here in this bottom of the seventh inning. 3-1 count, nobody out. Hammerberg's pitch. Check swing, did Isaac go around there? No, says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. It'll be the third walk of Xavier Isaac on the night. It'll be a leadoff free pass issue. One on and nobody out now for Ryan Spikes. So Ryan Spikes will step in with a runner on first and nobody out against Ethan Hammerberg. His last outing, Hammerberg allowing one hit in the one inning of work with a walk and two strikeouts. Hammerberg had a stretch of six outings in a row where he didn't allow a run until the 26th last week of July. He had it going, but he allowed a run last week against Delmarva. First pitch to Spikes is up and inside, a 1-0 count now on the shortstop for the River Dogs in Ryan Spikes. 1-0 pitch delivered. Hammerberg hits him up and inside, hits him up in the shoulder area, and it'll be the second time Spikes has been hit by a pitch. Isaac's going to head to second, and it's another hit by pitch, this time of Ryan Spikes. Second time he's been plunked this week. So now it'll be two on and nobody out. And Spikes is going to collect himself with Sean Smedley, the manager, as well as Haley Williams, looks like the trainer for the River Dogs, is going to check on Ryan Spikes. So he will head to first base. Hammerberg had a fastball slip out of his hand. So now a dangerous spot for the River Dogs. 2-1 and nobody out for John Diaz. So John Diaz, a multi-hit game and a strikeout. As now Gonzalez is going to come talk to Ethan Hammerberg. Scenario here where Hammerberg has a tough at-bat against Xavier Isaac. And then he hits Ryan Spikes on a pitch that's well up and inside. So now home plate umpire in Frank Jones will come break up the conversation. Carlson threatening here with two on and nobody out. Tie ball game, 3-3 or score. Hammerberg sets. Here's the pitch. Showing bunt and getting it down is John Diaz, played by Hammerberg. Throws to first in time for the out, but it's a productive bunt, sack bunt, as Diaz grounds into a 1-3 for the first out. Runners do move up. Isaac to third, Spikes to second, and now Carlos Colmenares will step in with one out. And one on a second and a runner on third. Isaac at third, and Spikes at second. Colmenares will step in. He's had an eventful night. A strikeout looking, a line out, and a walk. Infield forced to play in with one down. Pitch from Hammerberg. Fastball is up and away at 94 miles an hour. A 1-0 count on Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares with a big opportunity here against Hammerberg. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way from the righty. Curveball, he tried it just a bit outside, though. A 2-0 count on Carlos. A walk doesn't hurt you too bad here. It would produce a force out at any base. Yeah, force out wouldn't hurt at either base. 2-0 count, Hammerberg's pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball upstairs. Now a 2-1 count. Again, a walk doesn't hurt you too bad here if you're Ethan Hammerberg. So nibble the corner if you want. And you've got Rodaelys Martinez awaiting, who has put a ball into play just one side. It was a pop foul. 2-1. Curveball in the outside corner. Beautifully placed now. 2-2. That's exactly what Hammerberg needs to do in this at-bat. 2-2 your count. A Colmenares with an opportunity here to give Charleston the lead. But Ethan Hammerberg is presenting himself as a difficult opponent. Hammerberg entering tonight, 29 strikeouts, just 10 walks. 2-2 count on Colmenares. The righty sets glove at the chin. Here's the pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Carlos Colmenares doesn't love the call at all. Nonetheless, that's two outs now. And runners on second and third. And due up is Rodaelys Martinez. That's a huge strikeout if you're Ethan Hammerberg. Again, no force outs on the base paths, but all you need here is you can kind of disregard the runners on second and third. You just got to throw the ball in between yourself and the catcher Gonzalez and hope Martinez doesn't find a gap. First pitch from the righty. Fastball is just a bit low. He thought he had a strike call. Nonetheless, 1-0 on Martinez. Rodaelys Martinez on the night, a strikeout, a hit by pitch, and a pop out in foul ground against Gonzalez. 1-0 count, Hammerberg's pitch. Martinez takes on a breaking ball low, now 2-0. Again, another situation where a walk doesn't hurt you too bad. Martinez with runners in scoring position, batting 400. He's had plenty of opportunities. You look on deck where it's Christopher Barrette Parente batting 219 with runners in scoring position, as the scenario is. 2-0 count, two outs. Hammerberg's pitch. Just a bit up and inside, trying a 96-mile-an-hour heater, 3-0. Martinez kind of watching these pitches come in, and he's keeping a tight eye on what Ethan Hammerberg is offering. Again, on deck is Barrette. 3-0 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside for ball four. Again, a walk isn't the greatest thing, but it doesn't hurt you too bad as it loads the bases here. Martinez will reach on a free pass, but now, again, this sets up a force out at any base. Two outs. Christopher Barrette is going to step in. He had a single his last time up, and a little blooper in a right. Other than that, he has a walk in the fourth and a strikeout in the second. And this is starting to give me vibes that this is the biggest at-bat we'll see all night. First pitch from Hammerberg to Barrette is in there on the outside corner. Beautifully placed fastball at 95. 0-1 is your count. First time Barrette has faced off against Ethan Hammerberg. First time Hammerberg has faced off against the Charleston Riverdogs. He wasn't with us when these two battled in mid-April. 0-1. Barrette checks swings on in. Did he go? No, says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. Hammerberg offered a 94-mile-an-hour heater upstairs. Instead, it's even at 1-1. Barrette, the center fielder. 1-1 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Curveball, tried to get it upstairs, but couldn't dip it down enough. 2-1 now on Christopher Barrette. A walk here would obviously hurt, as it would bring a run home. And that is not optimal. 2-1 count with two outs. Barrette steps in. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Now even at 2-2. And Hammerberg is one strike away from getting out of this pickle here in this bottom of the seventh inning. At third is Isaac. At second is Spikes. At first is Rodales Martinez. 2-2 count. Hammerberg looks in. Here's the pitch. Swinging a little lifted foul. Lifted high and foul over my head. 2-2 remains your count. On deck is the nine-hole batter, Edwin Barragan. He cut the tension in this ballpark of the ninth. 2-2 count, two outs. Hammerberg's pitch delivered. Up and inside, Barrette has to duck out of the way. A hit-by-pitch probably would have helped him more. Instead, he will have a 3-2 count. Hammerberg offered a fastball at 94, and this is the biggest pitch of the night. Coming up here against Christopher Barrette for Ethan Hammerberg. 3-2 count, two outs, bases juice. Here's the pitch. Fastball gets by the catcher, Gonzalez. Here comes the run in Isaac, and everyone's going to move up a base. It'll be a walk of Christopher Barrette, and Charleston has now taken the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's a bases-loaded walk of Christopher Barrette. Isaac will score. Spikes to third. To second goes Rodales Martinez, and Christopher Barrette is now the third walk of the inning by Ethan Hammerberg. Bases still loaded in two outs for Edwin Barragan, the third baseman. So now Charleston has a one-run lead again in this bottom of the seventh inning. Walks have come back to haunt the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Hammerberg's first pitch to Barragan is up and inside, a 1-0 count. Now on the third baseman, Edwin Barragan. A ground down, a walk, and a strikeout on the night for the third baseman in Barragan. Top of the order in Ryan Cermak awaiting on deck. 1-0 from the righty. This one's over the head of Gonzalez to the backstop, and that's going to score another run. Scoring will be Spikes. Up to third will go Martinez. To second goes Barrette, making now a 5-3 game in favor of the Riverdogs. Spikes will score on a wild pitch from Ethan Hammerberg over the head of Gonzalez and out of reach of the glove. So a wild pitch scores another run and make it 5-3 Charleston in this bottom of the seventh. Martinez at third, and at second is Barrette. It's a two-run ball game now. Charleston on top. Ballers need some production in the eighth and ninth. Here's the 2-0. Big swing and a miss. 2-1. A nice pitch from Hammerberg on an upstairs fastball, and Barragan goes swinging. Barragan 0-4-2. Has not gotten a hit yet tonight. 2-1 count. Runner fakes going at third. 2-1. Here's the pitch from Hammerberg. Fastball up and in. Now 3-1. He's at three walks already in this inning. There is an arm warming down the line in left for Kannapolis. Looks to be Billy Seidel, who has yet to appear in this week's action. Well, 3-1, Hammerberg's pitch. Soared from Barragán. Now count will run full as a check swing. Barragán pulled a sword out of the sheath. Full count, two outs. Hammerberg desperately could use a momentum shift and get a strikeout here. Full count with two outs, 2-1 for Charleston. Here's the pitch. This one's grounded. Foul. Down the first base line. Bryce Willits, the first baseman, called it foul, and indeed it is. Frank Jones will still have a foul ball on the board now. Barragán will have another 3-2 count coming. And Billy Seidel getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. Should Hammerberg be unable to get out of this frame without allowing more damage by Charleston? 3-2 from the righty. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Gonzalez has to block, and he'll throw to first to confirm the out. But out of it is Hammerberg. He allows two runs despite the three walks and a couple of wild pitches. Ethan Hammerberg only allows the two runs. Not the worst outing from the righty. Of course, you want to have some of those back, but it is now a 5-3 ball game. Kannapolis with six outs to work with. They've been able to break through against Marcus Johnson tonight. We'll see if they can get more here against the righty from Duke. Marcus Johnson, we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 5-3 Charleston, top of the eighth. Two up for Kannapolis. It'll be Baldwin, Willits, and Lanzilli. Brooks Baldwin, Bryce Willits, and Chris Lanzilli do up against Marcus Johnson. Top of the eighth inning. Ballers trail by two here in this top of the eighth inning. First pitch is fouled off by Baldwin. 0-1 is your count. Ballers have six outs to work with here in this top of the eighth inning. Kannapolis looking to avoid losing their third in a row here in Charleston. 0-1 dirt blocked by the catcher in Martinez. Count will run. No 1-1. Baldwin tonight, 0-3. A couple of ground outs and a flyout in his book. Two against Marcus Johnson. 1-1. This one's lined sharply in a center field. Hit well. Berrette chasing. He's not going to get there. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Headed to second is Brooks Baldwin. He's going to turn and head to third. Relay throw comes in from center. Sliding in a third is Brooks Baldwin. He's in there safely. And the Ballers are on the board in this top of the eighth inning. Thankfully, with a triple to lead off the inning from Brooks Baldwin. It's another base knock for Baldwin. His third triple of the season. And he keeps his on-base streak rolling here with a leadoff at three bagger. Runner on third, 90 feet away from scoring. And tying run steps to the plate. It's Bryce Willits. So Willits will step in after Baldwin strokes a triple in a center field over the head of Berrette, who, again, is a speedy outfielder, but just not quick enough. It's over the head. Willits will ground that one through into left field for a base hit. Here comes Baldwin to score. It's a RBI base knock for Bryce Willits, and don't count out the Kannapolis Cannonballers yet. Just two hits is all they need. A triple from Baldwin and a single from Willits, and make it a 5-4 ball game here in the top of the eighth inning. Chris Lanzilli will step in. Willits is at first with another hit to his name, and Lanzilli will stand in with a tying run at first and nobody out. For Bryce Willits, another RBI. As Lanzilli will get the first pitch, this one's grounded through into left. That's the third hit in a row for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Willits to second and Lanzilli to first. And oh my goodness, what a baseball game we've got here in Charleston. 2-1 for Kannapolis and nobody out. Eddie Park is going to step in. Willits is at second. He's now got 49 RBI on the season. And Chris Lanzilli extends his hit streak now, as Levy Romero is going to come chat with Marcus Johnson again. 2-1 for Kannapolis and nobody out. Eddie Park is due up. He had a single his last time up. Kannapolis is cooking on offense. That's their ninth hit of the night. They are still trailing 5-4, but they're out hitting Charleston 9-5. It's been single after single off the bat of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, with the exception of Baldwin's triple and a couple of doubles in the fifth inning. It's been all single base hits for Kannapolis tonight, as Eddie Park is going to step in with two on and nobody out. Even a double play ball wouldn't hurt you too bad here, as it would send the tying run to third with two outs and McCarthy to step in. That's just hypothetical, though. First pitch from Marcus Johnson to Park is up and away, a 1-0 count. As you now have to imagine, there is panic in the dugout for Charleston. There is now a lefty getting loose down the line for the River Dogs. It looks like it is Kikito Severino. Johnson's 1-0 to Park. Low and in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Martinez. 2-0 your count on Eddie Park. So Lanzilli with a single last at bat extends his hitting streak to now 12 games in a row. He has reached base. Eddie Park at the plate currently. 1-for-4 last night. He is 1-for-3 tonight. That's the second straight game with a hit. He fouls off this 2-0, straight back off the very edge of the top of the netting. 2-1 now on the Ballers center fielder, Eddie Park. Ryan McCarthy, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. McCarthy has walked twice tonight and stolen a base. Count on Park. As now, home plate umpire in Frank Jones is commenting something to Sean Smedley. We'll see what comes now. This 2-1 count, Marcus Johnson sets. Here's the pitch from the righty. Park will line this one foul. Heads up. Oh, my goodness. That one was tattooed into the stands here and down the third base line. It is a souvenir for a lucky fan. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Johnson sets with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs, and Park goes chasing. Probably a little frustrated. It's all good. Still one down in the frame. Ryan McCarthy will now step in. He's walked twice. One down here in the frame for Kannapolis. Ryan McCarthy will stand in front of his hometown crowd with a big opportunity here. First pitch from Marcus Johnson. This one is fouled off straight back. 0-1 on Ryan McCarthy. Willits is at second. He's the tying run. Go-ahead run is at first. It is Chris Lanzilli. The Ballers have finally found production from the middle of the lineup, and they needed it here in this eighth inning. 0-1 count. Johnson with a look at second. Willits with a good lead. Pitch on the way from the righty. Fouled off again by McCarthy. Straight back. 0-2. McCarthy has played his fair share of games here in this ballpark. Played both baseball and football at the Citadel. And Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park is the home ballpark of the Citadel, just across the street from us. 0-2 count. Johnson's pitch to McCarthy. Weakly tapped foul. McCarthy swinging at everything he sees from Marcus Johnson. 0-2 is your count. He took a patient approach in his last two at-bats against Marcus Johnson. drew two walks and stole a base as well. As we'll see, Kannapolis now with an 0-2 count. McCarthy digs in Johnson's pitch. Low and outside on a curveball, blocked in the dirt by Martinez. Count will move to 1-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Was telling me a little earlier that he's got a lot of friends and family here. His old baseball coach was here the other night. It's a 1-2 count on our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy. 1-2 count, one down. Johnson sets, here's the pitch. Swinging a little tapper towards third. This one's going to be a tough play for the third baseman, Bargon. Throw to first, and they got him at first. It's the second out of the frame on a 5-3 ground out, but it does move the runners up, so it's not a completely unproductive ground out. Tyler Hovick calls the runner out. So runners on second and third, two outs, and Juan Gonzalez is going to come in, but it looks like Marcus Johnson's night is going to come to a close as Sean Smedley comes out, and it looks like he's going to opt for the lefty out of the bullpen, Kikito Severino. We'll get you all the details on Mr. Severino when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Big spot for the Ballers, 2-1, 2-out. They trail by one, and a new arm coming out of the bullpen for a Charleston.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the River Dogs will make a pitching change now. The lefty steps in on the bump, 5'10", 150-pound lefty from La Romana, Dominican Republic, born on August 26th of 2001. It is Kikito Severino, international free agent signee in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. And stepping into the plate will be Juan Gonzalez. 2-1 for Kannapolis. Runner on third is Bryce Willits. At second is Chris Lanzilli. McCarthy grounded into a 5-3 ground out, so two outs in the frame. Kikito Severino looking to get four outs to finish up the save for Charleston, but Juan Gonzalez will step in. First pitch from Severino to Gonzalez is inside. A 1-0 count now on our buddy in El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. Kikito Severino comes in, the third arm used tonight, 2-3 on the season with a 6.23 ERA. He has struggled as of late as this one is fouled back by Gonzalez, a 1-1 count. As Kikito Severino taking over on the mound for Charleston. In his last two outings, he has given up two earned runs per outing, including last time out against Augusta, 1/3 of an inning. He allowed two runs on two hits with one walk. 1-1 to Gonzalez. He takes outside, 2-1 now on El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez is batting .333 against lefties. Kikito Severino has not had a good couple of innings as of late. We'll see what comes to this at-bat. 2-1 from the lefty. This one is low at the plate. Gonzalez takes, and now it makes it a 3-1 count. Tonight has just been a great baseball game. How do you not love baseball? After a night like this, back and forth. Good pitching, good offense, good base running. This game has had it all here in Charleston. 3-1 count with two outs. Kikito Severino on the bump. Here's the pitch. outside from all four. Juan Gonzalez will take the free pass from Kikito Severino. It's the second outing in a row that he's issued a walk out of the bullpen. And now Wilbur Sanchez is going to step in with bases chock full of ballers and two down here in this top of the eighth inning. So even if all falls short, here with Wilbur Sanchez at the plate, the ballers do get the one run back. They trail by in just one run. It's 5-4. Here in Charleston, Kikito Severino steps on the bump against Wilbur Sanchez. First pitch inside. 1-0 is your count. Sanchez against lefties, doing a little better than he is righties, batting .225 on the season. Sanchez tonight, a walk, a single, and a sac fly. He has come in clutch tonight. 1-0 Severino's pitch. Outside corner called strike, 1-1. First true thrown strike by Severino tonight, as his one strike against Gonzalez was a foul ball. 1-1, Severino's pitch to Sanchez. Wave and a miss on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. Count is 1-2. Eerily similar to the situation last night in the ninth inning for Kannapolis. It's a 1-2 count with two outs. Staring in for the signs is Severino. Mario Camilleri awaiting on deck. Wilbur Sanchez at the plate. He's been a tough out all night. 1-2. Severino sets. Pitch delivered. Sanchez grounds this one into the hole at third. Played by Barragan and over to first in time for the out. Sanchez grounds out with the bases loaded for the third out of this top of the eighth inning. But the ballers get one run back on a base hit from Bryce Willits. Brooks Baldwin triples, and then Willits with a single scores the one run. It's now 5-4 headed into the bottom of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. We'll see a new arm arise from the bullpen. It'll be Billy Seidel taking over. We'll take a quick break and be right back here in Charleston with the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston. 5-4 River Dogs on top. Top of the order due up for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the eighth inning against Billy Seidel on the bump for your Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Wellesley, Massachusetts native taking over on the mound for the Ballers. It'll be Ryan Cermak, Cooper Kinney, and Xavier Isaac. First pitch from Seidel is well behind Cermak. A 1-0 count now on the River Dogs leadoff batter, Cermak. So Seidel takes over on the bump. He is the fifth arm used tonight by Kannapolis in what's turned into a bullpen night for the Ballers. Seidel, 6 foot, 220 pound, 23-year-old from Wellesley, Massachusetts. 1-0 fastball is a little bit low and outside to Cermak, 2-0. Now on the River Dogs left fielder. Seidel, a 15th round pick in 2022 out of Duke. Knows a thing or two about the Blue Devils. Him and Marcus Johnson, college teammates at Duke. Pitch fouled off, 2-1 your count. On to Ryan Cermak. Cermak tonight entering as a replacement for Chandler Simpson. Again, Cermak, Kinney, and Xavier Isaac due up here in this bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 up and away from Seidel. Now 3-1. 3-1 count on Cermak. Cooper Kenny awaiting on deck. Kenny has got two singles. Isaac is in the hole, and he's walked three times. 3-1 from Seidel. Inside for ball four. Cermak will walk for the third time tonight. Walks have come back to haunt the Ballers tonight. It's just been a bit of a struggle night as far as free passes go. That'll be one on now and nobody out for Cooper Kenny, the first baseman. So Cooper Kenny will step in. Runner on first, nobody out. First pitch from Seidel is spun in there for a called strike, 0-1 on Cooper Kenny. Pop out in the first inning, and a pair of singles in the third and fourth, and then a strikeout in the sixth. Kenny has two RBI on the night. 0-1 count, Seidel's pitch. This one is a bit outside, 1-1 now, as Kenny has an even count against Billy Seidel. First appearance on the week for Mr. Seidel, 3-2 with a 3.89 ERA. He is first place in the Carolina League in saves with 11. Not a save situation here. Baller is looking to just hold on. 1-1, this one's fouled off. It'll end up as a souvenir for a lucky fan. 1-2 here count now on a Cooper Kenny. He's appeared in the most games of any Carolina League arm with now 35 games. He's been a frequent use out of the bullpen for Pat Leland. 1-2 pitch to Kenny. This one's roped down the line and right, hooking. Foul. Ends up on a shoeless Joe's Hill in right field. Cooper Kenny thought he had a base hit and more. Instead, he'll have a 1-2 count. DH Xavier Isaac awaiting on deck. He's walked three times tonight. Right fielder in McCarthy playing deep with the lefty Kenny at the plate. Here's the 1-2. Outside, Seidel trying to stretch the zone, and instead it's 2-2 on Cooper Kenny. Two count, nobody out. Top of the bottom of the eighth inning, I should say. Baller's trailing 5-4. Time called to the plate by Cooper Kenny. 2-2 count, nobody out. Billy Seidel would love a ground ball here from Cooper Kenny, who has not produced one yet tonight. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Up and inside. Seidel will now have a full count run on Cooper Kenny. Ballers are in a situation here where they really don't want to use another arm if they don't have to, especially with a weekend still ahead. Tomorrow night, game 4 of 6 against these Charleston River Dogs. 3-2 pitch on the way. Lifted high and foul by Cooper Kenny. Count will stay put at 3-2. Ballers trail by one run. They're looking to keep it a one-run game. They out-hit Charleston tonight, though, 9-5. The story of the night, as far as the score goes, is Kannapolis and their walks. They have walked just a few guys. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strikeout. Did they get the throw him out too? No. A close play at the second base bag as Pat Leland is now chatting as Juan Gonzalez now is barking at the home plate umpire and Frank Jones, and now they're putting hands on each other. Pat Leland's going to come out and try to separate the two as Gonzalez is obviously frustrated at second base. Is now Cermak. Cermak will swipe the base. It's a strikeout at home plate of Cooper Kenny. Xavier Isaac's going to step in with a runner on second and one down. Gonzalez frustrated. Pat Leland has to come out and separate the home plate umpire and Juan Gonzalez. Isaac will dig in against Billy Seidel. First pitch on the way. He swings and grounds this one opposite field in the left, four base hit. That'll be played by the left fielder Lanzilli. Stopping at third will be Cermak. Xavier Isaac gets his first single of the night. He's on base for the fourth time in this frame. In this ball game. That'd be crazy if he was on for the fourth time in the same inning. That'll be a single for Isaac, his first hit of the night. Runners on third and first now for the River Dogs with one down. Ryan Spikes will step in. Cermak is at third. One down now. Ryan Spikes will dig in with runners on the corners and one down. Infield playing kind of in, kind of not. With Spikes at the plate, runners on the corners, one down. Runner will take off for second. Check swing from Spikes. Any go around? No. Isaac will take second on defensive indifference. Kind of an odd scenario here. I don't know why you'd take an offensive indifference there. Why not hold the runner and play the double play? I don't know. 1-0. This one's up and in on Spikes. My goodness, that is so close to being the third time he's been plunked this week. That was close. Instead, Seidel will have a 2-0 count. As Ryan Spikes almost gets plunked again this week. Isaac will take second on a defensive indifference. Count with one down. Runners on a second and third. Here's the pitch from Seidel to Spikes. This one is up and in. Now 3-0. Ballers as a unit have walked 11 River Dogs tonight. And it's been a lot of free passes issued. McDougal with two. Castro with three. Talavera with two. Hammerberg with three. And now Seidel with one. As a 3-0 is lifted into the seating bowl. Foul. 3-1. On a Ryan Spikes. Spikes a strikeout, a ground out into a fielder's choice, a walk and a hit by pitch. He has found his way on base a few times tonight. 3-1 count with one down. Seidel with a look in for the sign. 3-1 count, here's the pitch. Curveball in and out of the glove of Gonzalez. Up and in, though, for ball four. And Ryan Spikes will walk. That's the fifth baller tonight to walk at least two batters. A lot of free passes for Kannapolis, and it has cost them in this ballgame. John Diaz is going to step in now with the bases juiced and one down for the River Dogs. Twelve walks by the Ballers pitching staff has come back to haunt them. First pitch to Diaz is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now on the River Dogs right fielder. Approaching 3 hours of game time here in Charleston. It's been a really good baseball game. Kannapolis trails by one. Here's the pitch. Outside from Seidel, 1-1. On John Diaz. An unusual 3 hour game. You don't see many of these in the pitch clock era. An average time of game with the pitch clock, about 2.5 hours. We're seeing now 3+. 1-1 from Seidel. Outside, he's trying to stretch the zone. Instead, it's a 2-1 count. Diaz at the plate. A pair of singles, a strikeout, and a ground out. Carlos Colmenares is going to step in. He is on deck. 2-1 count. Pitch delivered by Seidel. Wave and a miss. Up in the zone. 2-2. Diaz got a piece of it. Nonetheless, it's a 2-2 count. Seidel on the bump. Looking to get through this ninth inning unscathed. Now Connor Pellerin getting loose down the line and left. 2-2 count. Seidel's pitch. Inside and it hits John Diaz. And he'll be awarded first base. That's going to move everyone up a base. And that'll be another run for the Charleston River Dogs. Cermak will score. To third goes Isaac. To second goes Spikes. And John Diaz is hit by a pitch. Base is loaded. One down. Carlos Colmenares is going to step in. That is the fourth hit by pitch by Kannapolis pitchers tonight. So 12 walks. Four hit-by-pitches and a wild pitch. It has not been the night the Ballers' pitching staff has wanted. Pitch outside, a 1-0 count. The offense has shown up tonight. Four runs on nine hits isn't too shabby. 1-0 count with one down. Pitch on the way from Seidel. This one's waved out and fouled off. 1-1 now on Carlos Colmenares. 6-4, River Dogs on top. Bases are loaded here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers are down to their final three outs. It'll be the top of the order due up. And Camilletti, Gonzalez, and Baldwin when we get to the ninth inning. 1-1 is low and inside. 2-1 now. Again, still just one out in this bottom of the eighth inning. Seidel on the bump, looking to get out of the inning then allowing more damage. 2-1 to Coleman Ares. Grounded to second. Might be the play they need. Flips the second for one on to first, and it's an inning-ending double play. 4-6-3. Carlos Coleman Ares grounds out, and that's the second and third out. So the frame Diaz is the out recorded at second. It's a 4-6 put out, and that is eight innings of baseball played here in Charleston. The ninth we go. Top of the order for the Ballers. They're down by two. They're looking for some production. It'll be Camilleri, Gonzalez, and Baldwin when we come back. Here are the Ballers, Baseball Network, live from Charleston, 6-4 River Dogs over the Ballers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the Ballers are down by two. They have three outs to play with. Top of the order, two up. It's Camilleri, Gonzalez, and Baldwin. A new arm on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. 6'1", 195-pound lefty born in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Jackson Lancaster on the bump, the former Louisiana Tech Bulldog on the bump. A free agent signee here in 2023. He'll take over on the mound. First pitch of his night to Mario Camilleri is in there for a called strike. And what is your count? Jackson Lancaster enters for the eighth time this season out of the bullpen. This is his eighth appearance on the season. Camilleri lifts the 0-1 high and foul, 0-2. Now on Mario. 0-2 count. Gonzalez and Baldwin to follow as Jackson Lancaster enters. 0-1, a 6.23 ERA. He has had a bit of a rough go of it out of the bullpen as Camilleri checks swings on the 0-2. This one's lined foul, keeping it 0-2 on our buddy in Mario Camilleri. In 8 2/3 innings pitched, Jackson Lancaster has allowed 11 runs on 11 hits. He's walked 6 batters and struck out 14. Opponents are batting .297 against Jackson Lancaster, the lefty who has bounced around quite a bit. Spent 2 seasons at Mizzou and then transferred to Louisiana Tech in the final season of his collegiate career. Pitch outside, a 1-2 count. He's been around the country a little bit. He began his college career at Itawamba Community College. He led the team in nearly every offensive category and then also struck out 47 in about 26 innings of work. 1-2 is upstairs to Camilleri, even now at 2-2. So he spent some time at Itawamba Community College. Then he went to 2 years at Mizzou. And he transferred to Louisiana Tech for his final season of college baseball. After playing at Louisiana Tech, went to the Ogden Raptors of the Pioneer League. Camilleri lifts the 2-2 high and deep right field. And Diaz over, though, in the gap, makes the grab for the out. A nice hit ball from Camilleri, but a lot of speed in the outfield for the River Dogs. And Diaz records the first out. And F9 for a one down now in this top of the ninth inning. Jacob Gonzalez will get another turn at the plate. Gonzalez will step in, 1-for-4, a single in the fourth inning. Since then, a trio of groundouts for Jacob Gonzalez. Lancaster with a deep breath on the bump. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. A fastball outside. 1-0 is your count on Jacob Gonzalez. Lancaster played last season with the Ogden Raptors in the Pioneer League, and then he was playing earlier this season in the Pioneer League with a different team, the Rocky Mountain Vibes. Pitches outside, a 2-0 count to Jacob Gonzalez. The Rocky Mountain Vibes, who have a s'more as their logo. Yes, it's a s'more, and he's got sunglasses on. Out in Colorado Springs. Lancaster signed as a free agent by the Tampa Bay Rays out of the Rocky Mountain Vibes. Gonzalez will poke the 2-0, hit hard and high into center field. Barrette, though, backtracking, makes the grab for the out. And the Ballers are down to their final hope. It's Brooks Baldwin now with two outs and nobody on base. And Charleston with a two-run lead. Lancaster will get the save if he's able to get this one out here of Brooks Baldwin. As Lancaster will face Baldwin. Baldwin will turn around and bat righty again. He's flip-flopped all around tonight. A ground out, a flyout. He had a triple in his last at-bat. Pitch on the way. This one is upstairs. A 1-0 count now on a Brooks Baldwin. Jackson Lancaster, actually 50% Native American. The chief, growing up, used to call him the Little Wolf. Actually in Indy ball. Teammates nicknamed him El Lobo. A spin on the nickname. Pitches on the outside corner. Oh, 1-1 count now on a Brooks Baldwin. Jackson Lancaster looks to be assimilating nicely here with the River Dogs in single A baseball. 1-1 pitch. Baldwin will foul this one off. And now the Ballers down to their final strike here as Baldwin looking to keep this ball game going. Willits awaiting on deck. Baldwin, Willitson, Lanzilli, the three batters, the one at the plate, the one on deck, and one in the hole. All three got a hit in their last at-bat against Marcus Johnson. 1-2, Lancaster's pitch. Baldwin will take in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Martinez. Check swing, he did not go around, says Tyler Hovick. Count evens at 2-2. Willits on deck, he had a single his last time up. Baldwin had a triple last time he stepped to the plate. 2-2, pitch from Lancaster. Fastball is up and away. Count will run full. A good eye from Brooks Baldwin. Lancaster thought he had strike three, but a good eye from Baldwin. And we'll keep it at 3-2. Baldwin has not walked yet tonight. We'll see if he can draw a walk here at least. 3-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball four. He just does that. He gets a two-out walk now in this top of the ninth inning. Don't count the Ballers out yet, folks. Bryce Willits will step in. It's a lefty-lefty matchup, but Willits will stand in with Baldwin at the first base bag. It's the tying run stepping to the plate for the Cannon Ballers. So Willits will stand in with a runner on first and two down. Willits batting 250 against lefties. He's been pretty even as far as his splits go. Had a single his last time up against Marcus Johnson. First pitch, fastball is on the outside corner, 0-1 from Jackson Lancaster. Willits 1-for-4, a single last time up. Before that, a pair of ground outs and a flyout. So he's put the ball in play quite a bit tonight. First baseman Willits stepping in, an 0-1 count. Lancaster's pitch delivered. This one's flown into left center field, hit well. Left fielder Cermak coming over, has it in his eyes and has it in his hands. Four out number three. It's a fly out into left for Bryce Willits, and that is the completion of tonight's game. Final score, Charleston just legs it out tonight. 6-4, your final score. Charleston takes game three of this six-game set. Guaranteed at least a series split now are the River Dogs as they take game three. The Ballers now have lost three in a row here in Charleston against the River Dogs. We'll take it to a quick break and we'll recap it all for you on the postgame show in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. 6-4, River Dogs take tonight's game here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. Tonight's final score, the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop their third game in a row here to the Charleston River Dogs. Final score, 6-4. Charleston takes this one as the Cannonballers fall for their third time in a row here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Bit of a rough go of it tonight all around on the bump for Kannapolis. Good production at the plate. And the arms, though, just a little too much struggle with control. That is the story of tonight's game. And Kannapolis drops it 6-4 tonight to the Charleston River Dogs. They actually out-hit Charleston 9-6. No errors for either side, but it is the River Dogs who come out on top. 4-5 now is your winning pitcher, Marcus Johnson. He didn't pitch like a winning pitcher tonight, I'll tell you that. 4-5 on the season with a 3.79 ERA. He gets away with the victory, and it'll be Ethan Hammerberg getting the loss, 1-3 now with a 4.82 ERA. Jackson Lancaster gets the save, his first of the season. Both sides and a good amount of offense. The ballers with 9 hits tonight, a lot of production. The only baller who didn't get a hit tonight was Ryan McCarthy, but all Kannapolis Cannonballer batters got on base at some point. 2 walks from McCarthy, and then everyone else got a base hit. Camaletti is the only batter with a multi-hit game. He had 2, but then a 1-hit night across the board. Gonzalez, Baldwin, Willits, Lanzilli, Park, Gonzalez, and Sanchez. RBIs, a single RBI from Camaletti. Bryce Willits with an RBI of his own, but then 2 on the night for La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, who produces that sac fly in the middle of that game. That was oh so clutch. On the night, the ballers walk 7 times at the plate. You look at the other side, the Charleston River Dogs. They have 6 hits on the night. 2 hits from Cooper Kinney with a pair of RBI. He is their MVP of the game, as voted by here in Charleston. 2-3-9 for John Diaz with an RBI. 1-2-9 with a run batted in for Christopher Barrette. And that is 5 RBIs driven in, 6 runs in total. That is what the River Dogs needed in tonight's game. Ryan Spike swipes his 23rd stolen base of the season. They swipe a few bags. The story of the night, though, is the pitching, and that is for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. You might want to cover your ears if you don't like free passes. Tanner McDougal, a good night on the bump. All things considered, I think McDougal had a really good start. 3 2/3 innings pitch. He gives up the 1 run on 3 hits. That 1 run wasn't even really his fault. He left the runner stranded at first base when he departed. And then Oriel Castro comes in to follow. We'll get a little more on Castro in a second. But McDougal, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 1 run on 3 hits in 3 2/3 innings. And then he runs into his pitch count. And then it all goes to the bullpen. Oriel Castro, 1/3 of an inning pitched on the bump. 2 runs on 1 hit, 3 walks from Oriel Castro. He just kept the inning going for Charleston. 3 walks, comes back to bite. Oriel Castro, Emerson Talavera, 2 solid shutout innings. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts with 1 hit allowed. Emerson Talavera had a really solid night out of the bullpen, I'd say. A nice bounce back outing from Emerson Talavera. Hammerberg gets the loss, 1 inning. He doesn't allow any hits, but he lost 2 earned runs with 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. He does throw 1 wild pitch as well. And then Billy Seidel comes in, 1 run on 1 hit in 1 inning of work with 2 walks and a strikeout. On the night as well, Kannapolis with a total of 4 hit-by pitches by their pitching staff and 1 wild pitch. A total of 12 free passes among 5 pitchers. Not the greatest of nights as far as control, but Kannapolis will look to reshape it here in tomorrow's game. We'll see. As for Charleston tonight, 3 1/3 from the rehabbing lefty Ian Seymour, I should say. 3 1/3 of shutout baseball, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Marcus Johnson gets the win, 4 1/3. He allowed 4 runs on 7 hits. And then the bump did Marcus Johnson, 3 walks and a strikeout for the righty from Duke. Severino comes in the 3rd of an inning and allows a walk, but then nothing else. And same thing with Jackson Lancaster, 1 walk and 1 inning of work. Severino gets the hold, and Lancaster gets the save. Time of the game tonight, it was a long one, 3 hours and 4 minutes. Tie over 3,300 packing here at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park for Thirsty Thursday, as we'll see how the rest of this week goes here in Charleston. Still 3 games remain in this 6-game set. Tomorrow night, game 4 of 6, it's going to be a good pitching matchup, I'll tell you that much. Peyton Paulette gets the start for the Ballers, the former Arkansas Razorback, 0-3 with a 3.98 ERA against Yoniel Kuret, named recently as today as the Carolina League Pitcher of the Month in July. 6-1 with a 2.37 ERA is Yoniel Kuret. 6-1, a 2.37 ERA. On the night, Charleston now takes a 9-6 lead in the all-time series, and Kannapolis still holds on, though, to a 5-4 advantage in the 2023 season series. They still have yet to pick up a win in this ballpark this week. We'll see how they go tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch here in Charleston. If you can join us here tomorrow, definitely do so. If not, tune in on the broadcast on MILV.com and KCBallers.com, as well as the First Pitch app. Everyone in Kannapolis and everyone here in Charleston, I'm Dan Haloney saying thanks as always, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Well, your final score tonight from Charleston is the Kannapolis Cannonballers 4 and the Charleston River Dogs 6. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll catch you tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and have a great one, everyone.